KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2194. We've got a great show planned for you today. First up, getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor is something that can be pretty darn expensive. We're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home just ahead.
And backyard fire pits are a popular project for spring, and it's the perfect time to get out there and enjoy them. And it's definitely a project that you can do yourself. So we're going to walk you through this fun one.
Yeah, step one, don't build it too close to the house. Can't tell you how many cases of melted siding I've seen over the years by people that did that. Well, in addition, adding a backyard deck is a great way to increase your home's living space. But is building a deck a DIY project or one you should hire out? We are going to sort through the options to help you make the best choice.
And spring is officially here. I know we've been in it for like a week or two, but I'm just, now that it's April, I'm so thrilled that it really is springy and it's happening and we're on our way to summer. We've got some great tools to give away this hour. From Arrow Fastener, we've got America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, and its sidekick, the T50X, to give away worth $65.
So let's get to it. To get in touch with us, you can go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Or pick up the phone and call 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
John in Florida is on the line and is dealing with some issues with some siding. What's going on over there?
Just was going to remodel the interior of my house. I had a bunch of wallpaper and, like, the stuff on the ceiling, the little bubbles, and I just wanted to get rid of it all.
Textured ceiling.
Yeah, textured ceiling. So I figured the easiest way, because I wanted to do the wiring anyway, because it was aluminum wiring, that just take out the drywall and start from scratch. So all the studs are there, but I just took everything else out throughout the whole house. And a friend of mine said, geez, you should cocoon the house with the spray foam insulation.
Yep.
And I said, geez, the house won't breathe or anything. Is that okay? And he goes, I think so. So I was just curious of what you guys thought of the spray foam and doing the whole thing.
Well, I am a owner of a home that has spray foam insulation, and I got to tell you, I love it. I was just telling a friend of mine the other day, he was asking me about how efficient my heating system is. I said, well, since I replaced the heating system and did the spray foam, you know, I get these alerts from the utility company where they compare my house against a house that's quote-unquote energy efficient. I'm always at like 50% of the energy efficient home. So I'm like saving more money than even efficient homes that are in my area by having the spray foam insulation. The nice thing about it is it expands as it's applied, so it gets into all the nooks and crannies. In terms of breathability, I mean, you would have to have an exceptionally tight house to have any kind of breathability issues. And if you did, you would use an air-to-air heat exchanger, which is a device that works with your HVAC system that basically pulls in fresh air from the outside, either heats it or cools it, depending on the season, and then circulates it into the house. But with an existing house, it would be very unusual for you to need that. A really super energy-efficient house that's built that way from scratch, maybe you would have something like that, but I don't think it's going to be an issue for a house like yours.
Okay, yeah, the doors are a little older, and they have a fireplace, so I figure something would get in at least.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much air gets around windows and doors.
Right, so they were talking about spraying, so they would spray the walls and then just go right up into the rafters.
Yep.
And then they said you have to have your HVAC has to have a vent inside that conditioned space upstairs. So you think that's a good idea then?
I'm not quite sure what he means by a vent inside the conditioned space upstairs.
Inside the ductwork up in the attic, they said you need to have at least one vent in there because it's going to condition that whole space above your
head.
Oh,
like a ridge vent or a soffit vent?
No, just inside the ductwork. The trunk of the ductwork.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know why they would advise that. That doesn't make sense to me because, you know, you would essentially encapsulate the attic space in the walls. What I find in my house is that my attic is usually the same temperature as the rest of the house, no matter what time of year it is. So it never gets super cold in the winter. It doesn't get super hot in the summer. It just stays pretty neutral most of the time. I really am confused as to why they want to open up a HVAC duct in there.
Yeah, I think they were talking about airflow up there to move air a little bit because I'm down in Florida. I'm half a mile from the Gulf. So.
Cool. It might be a local thing. They might be trying to, you know, just bring in some additional air to reduce humidity. I really don't know. I need more information about that. But I can just tell you, generally speaking, I'm really a fan. I'm a big fan of spray foam insulation. I think it works, and it works very well. And it's always a good idea to do it. And in your case, since you've got all the drywall off, I think this is the perfect opportunity. But, man, between the popcorn ceiling and the aluminum wiring, you really hit the jackpot.
Yeah, and all the old wallpaper, I'm hitting a home run. So, yeah, you're right.
All right, John, good luck with that project.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better knowing that you think it's a good idea. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now we're heading on over to Delaware to chat with Ruth, who's having an issue with water heating. Tell us what's going on.
Our water heater is around 12 years old, and whenever I use the hot water, it doesn't seem to last very long. And so a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago, my husband and his friend, I guess that's what he does for a living, they emptied the water heater. They put two new elements in, but in my opinion, it's still doing the same thing. Like it didn't change the length, how long the hot water lasted.
And this is an electric water heater?
It's not gas. It's electric, yes.
And so when they replaced the elements, they tested both elements to make sure they actually work?
I'm not sure if they did that. I don't know. He said they put new elements in. I'm assuming I guess I could ask them later if they did that.
Because here's the thing. When you have a water heater that's electric and it runs out of hot water quickly, it's usually because one or the other of the two elements burn out or the control circuit breaks down so that they don't actually come on. So what you do as a technician is you run a continuity tester on these coils, and it's a way of determining whether or not they're working or not. Electric coils for a water heater is just like a light bulb. Either works or doesn't work. There's no in between. And so the first thing I would do is check the continuity on both of these coils to make sure they're both physically working, because what you're describing to me sounds like one is not, and that could be the whole source of the problem, okay?
All right.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Well, if you're not sure your budget is ready to handle the hit, we're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Bedding Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Bedding Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Live in a money pit. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we know you love joining us on the weekends here at the Money Pit on your local radio station and online, but what about listening whenever you want at the Money Pit Podcast? That's right, at moneypit.com/podcast. You are going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure. So follow the Money Pit Podcast today.
Well, spring is the season of home improvement. A lot of renewal, rejuvenation, new projects being done. We like to celebrate spring, though, by giving away tools. We've got two handy tools today to give to one lucky listener. From Arrow Fastener, we've got the T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TechMate staple gun. The T50 is America's best-selling staple gun. These are both well-built, durable tools that will definitely stand up to dozens of DIY and pro projects. That set of Arrow T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65. But we're going to give one away to a listener drawn at random. If you want it to be you, you got to reach out to us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask. Moneypit.com/ask. Just download the app. Use it to record your question. It'll go right to the studio, and you will be first in line to get those questions answered.
Heading out to Arkansas, where Bruce is having a woodpecker problem. I'm sure it's not Woody Woodpecker. What's going on over there?
I would like to know how is the best way to repair drivet on the outside of my home that has holes in it made by woodpeckers.
Well, Bruce, I definitely understand what's going on here. Those woodpeckers are looking for food, and for some reason, they think that your home is a nice, big, tasty tree, even though they're trying to get through the siding that you have right now. I've got a great solution for you that I've used myself. It works perfectly. In fact, I've got an article about this on MoneyPit.com, and it's this. What you want to do is take a black, hefty garbage bag, right, like the big, hefty trash bags, and cut it into streamers. Cut it into streamers so they're like an inch and a half or so wide. And then find a way to attack those in the area where the woodpeckers are infesting. Because what happens is when it flutters in the breeze, it totally scares the woodpeckers and they will not come back. I was dealing with a woodpecker that I kept chasing away and kept repairing siding and chasing away and repairing siding. And when I put up those hefty pieces of plastic off the hefty bag, they went away permanently. I've not seen them since. In fact, I left the streamers up because in my case, they were kind of on the side of my house between a tree and the siding, and they weren't that obvious. But man, does it work great. So plastic streamers is the way to go. Very safe for the woodpecker, and keeps them off of your house. Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it. But rushing into decorating and buying furniture can mean making choices that you might later regret. So instead, think ahead and come up with a plan. Leslie has 5 tips to help in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, we've got some ways here to help you stick to a reasonable budget and help you save some money. So first of all, as tempting as it is to go to that furniture store and buy every large ticket item out there, the bed, the couch, all the big things, spread them out, guys. Prioritize. Make a list of what you need most. Can you get by with the couch that you currently have for a little bit, but maybe you want that new bed? Whatever it is, sort of take that list and decide when to make those purchases. That's definitely going to help. Secondly, you want to avoid trendy design choices that are probably going to go out of style more quickly than something traditionally designed. So don't plunk your money down on a crazy patterned sofa. Instead, use that same, get a neutral sofa or something that works with your design that's going to last the decor seasons, but then get that fabric of that first couch that you liked in the crazy pattern and put some throw pillows on it. This way you're sure to like that couch 5 years from now. Next, you want to splurge on the essentials. Now, classic pieces, those definitely are worth investing in. You could always cover the trends with those inexpensive home accents, whether it's a color and you're bringing in some throw pillows, blankets, decorative items, vases, dishes, whatever to bring that color in. Stick to the neutral, sticks to pieces that are going to last for the long haul, and really do invest in that nice rug or that nice sofa because that's what's going to last. Next, you want to decorate around a statement piece, and that can be anything. Maybe it's a piece of artwork that you love. Make that the focal point and then work around that. Perhaps it's a rug, perhaps it's a piece of furniture, but use something as sort of your launch pad to what that decor is going to look like. And lastly, you want to repurpose what you already have when you can. I mean, you may have things like leftover paint from a previous project or an old chair that maybe just needs a new cushion and some new fabric. You definitely can do a lot of these projects yourself. Upcycling certainly is an excellent approach to saving your decorating dollars to use for those big ticket items. So look around, see what you got.
You know, all of those tips work really if it's brand new or if it's a home that you already own. But what I found as a home inspector is with these brand new homes, I mean brand new to you, not necessarily brand new, brand newly constructed. With those types of home situations, what happens is homeowners get into them and they immediately want to change like dozens of things at once because they're just, you know, they don't have the wallpaper or they need a new doorway here or whatever it is. They want to do it all at once. I say you can save a ton of money by waiting. And here's why. Because one of two things are going to happen. Either the desire to make that improvement is going to grow and you'll do it, right? Or you might start to say, hey, it's not so bad. I'm used to it. And you save yourself a lot of money. So just don't jump on it immediately when you're in a new space. Give yourself time to adjust.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we're heading on over to Ohio with Bobby, who cut down a tree but is now wondering what's going on with the dirt settling and sidewalk. This sounds like it's got an interesting story, Bobby. What happened to the tree?
Well, got a disease in it, and they recommended that I cut it down before it falls on my house. So I had it cut down, and they ground out the stump, and now I was wondering, how long do I have to wait for the dirt to settle, or if I even have to wait to extend my sidewalk?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to build a sidewalk on top of all of the ground-out sawdust, because that clearly is going to decay away. I think the best thing to do is to try to add some stone to that stumped area, maybe rake out all of the sawdust, and pack it with stone, and then make sure the new sidewalk is poured over that stone, or even embed some of the stone into the concrete, because otherwise you're going to build a sidewalk on top of an unstable piece of soil, and that could crack. Another option there is to have the mason add some reinforcement to the sidewalk and make sure the reinforcement straddles the weak area of the soil, so that, again, if you do get some additional compression, the sidewalk won't crack and sink in that area. You're wise to raise this question. You do need to work around it, and I think a good quality mason can help you do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Mike in Illinois on the line with a fireplace question. How can I help you today?
Okay, we're getting ready to move into a home that has two fireplaces, one on the first floor and one in the basement. The first floor is a stove insert, and there's two separate chimneys that terminate next to each other. The previous owner is telling us that when you're burning a fire in the stove, sometimes you get smoke out of the basement fireplace. Even with the damper closed, sometimes a little smoke, sometimes a lot of smoke. So we're just wondering what's going on there and how to solve that.
Well, the reason it happens is because the chimney is cold. Generally, when a chimney is cold, you get condensation of the smoke inside the chimney, and that makes it heavy and it could push it down. So if a chimney does not have good draft, then you're not going to evacuate the smoke from the chimney through the outside. So the question is, how do you make that chimney improve the draft? And there's a number of ways that's done. Sometimes the chimney is raised, so we make it taller. Sometimes on the fireplace itself, you build in what's called a smoke shield, which is usually a piece of metal that's across the front of the fireplace that's maybe 6 or 8 inches deep, so that it improves the draft right at the front of the fireplace, and that can speed it up. But it's the kind of project that you really need to have a chimney expert look at. And I would not go to a mason for this. I would go to a shop that sells wood stoves and fireplaces, because they're going to have the expertise that you need here. But the reason it's happening is because the chimney is not drafting properly. And you can minimize it, by the way, by always building a very small fire and then building it up from there. You don't want to kind of go with a big fire right off, because the chimney doesn't have a chance to warm up, and you'll get more smoke that way. But when you do build a fire, if you start small and then let the chimney warm up, and then before you go a little bigger, that can minimize it. But I really think you need to have an expert look at it, because that can be quite a nasty problem, especially if somebody else builds the fire besides you and fills the house with smoke.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. You can get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, backyard fire pits are a popular project for spring, and it's a project that you can totally do yourself. We're going to walk you through this very fun project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Get help with those home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. My radar, I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove. And on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out. And I have to replace them about once a month. And they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or wow, give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long, because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave, because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes, because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is, at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house and see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Well, backyard fire pits are really hot right now. Literally, you guys? No, seriously, though.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
See what I did there?
I did.
But truly, in the spring season, on a cool night, it is so lovely to sit by a fire pit, melt some marshmallows. I love having that sort of campfire feeling right in my own backyard. Well, with just a little bit of planning and a trip or two to your local building supply store, you can build yourself a really fantastic fire pit.
Yeah, the first step is to pick your spot. It's got to be far from overhanging trees, far from your house or other flammable structures. Now, the fire pit itself must be low to the ground. You don't want it to rise more than about a foot above the soil for stability. And bury that base below the ground and line it with gravel for drainage. Now, there are options on materials. If you don't want to haul heavy real stones, you can also use rumble stone blocks. These are made from cast concrete, and they're molded to look like real stone. You'll find them at any home center.
Now, you're also going to need to line the fire pit with a thick steel ring like the ones you see at a park for their campfires. And that's going to protect the concrete in the blocks from the heat, which then can cause it to, you know, kind of dry out prematurely and break down. The construction part is actually really easy. You're going to begin with a trench wide enough to support those blocks. That gets filled with stone and tamped down, and that's going to give you your firm base.
Yep, and next you want to stack the blocks on the stone. You want to use a zigzag bead of masonry adhesive across two adjacent blocks to hold additional layers. Now, make sure that any interlocking parts on the blocks fit together well, and just keep going until the second course is finished, and you're pretty much done. But again, make sure when you plan this, you are far enough away from any structures when you build it. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen melted siding on a house where the fire pit was too close, especially vinyl siding. It just tends to melt because it gets the radiant heat just gets to it, and it melts quick, and it looks terrible. And if it was any closer, it'd probably burn off, and it could possibly burn your house down. So be very careful when you choose that location.
Same goes for barbecues.
Yeah, exactly. It has sort of this like arch style, like halo pattern. It's very distinctive when you see it in the house.
Jim in Illinois is on the line with some drafty windows. Tell us about your money pit.
Well, I have a historic old home. It's over 100 years old.
Okay.
And it has all of the original windows and glass in it.
All right.
And they are, needless to say, very drafty. So I was trying to figure out a way that was fairly cost-effective closing up those drafts.
So if you want to keep the original windows, then you essentially have to work with what you have. So adding weather stripping is really the limit of what you can do with those. I will say that if you've got one that's really drafty in a room that maybe you don't need to open the window, there is a product that's called temporary caulk or weather stripping caulk. It's basically a caulk that's designed to go on clear, and then in the spring you can peel it off. It comes off sort of in a rubbery strip. So that's also an effective way to seal a window that you're not going to open. But remember, you're kind of sealing it shut, so you got to be careful not to do that in a bedroom or a place where you need to have emergency egress. Now, if you want to replace the window, you could look at different manufacturers that make very historic windows. Marvin, for example, is very good at this. Anderson is good at it as well. They make windows that fit well into a historic building. And then, of course, you've got all the modern conveniences that are associated with that. I think that you would find, you know, obviously huge energy differences, not only in the drafts, but also in the solar heat gain in the summer, because I'm sure there's nothing stopping all of that heat of the sun from getting in to those windows. And if you have new glass that's got a low E coating, it's going to reflect that heat back out. So weather stripping, liquid weather stripping, or temporary caulk, or window replacement, those would be your options.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on the spring weekend. Hopefully you've got some nice weather wherever you're listening to us from, and you're planning a project, tackling a to-do, whatever it is, we are here to help. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, but is building that deck a DIY project or one that you should be hiring out for? We're going to have some tips to help you make that best choice just ahead.
Live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deiss Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this spring? You got a project you've already begun, one you're planning? Reach out to us because we can help you get it done fast, get it done right, so you can get to enjoying that space as quickly as possible. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Well, we're ready to celebrate spring here by giving away a set of two handy tools to one lucky listener. We've got up for grabs this hour, Arrow's T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TacMate staple gun. I mean, this really is America's best-selling staple gun. The both of them are well-built, they're durable, they're going to stand up to dozens of DIY and even pro projects, not just this spring season, but basically for every spring season that you've got left in your life as well. These tools last and last. Now, that set of Arrow T50s along with a supply of staples is worth $65, and it's going out to one listener who's drawn at random.
So make that you. Reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Marlene in Minnesota is on the line. How can we help you today?
We have two aluminum-clad factory-finished garage doors, dark brown in color. Or at least they were.
Okay.
And they're beginning to fade due to oxidation and sun exposure. Is there anything we can do to restore that finish?
Well, not short of painting them, because if you, when you say restore them, I mean, that would presume that there's a way to kind of bring back the luster of the original paint finish. But after years of exposure to sun, and especially those darker colors, you do get oxidation where the paint surface is broken down, and you're not going to bring that surface back. The good news is that because they're metal doors, they're fairly straightforward to paint. You want to make sure that you lightly sand the door, and then I would use a metal primer. So a good quality metal priming paint, and then whatever your top coat of paint is going to be beyond that. And if you do that right, because it's metal and it's not organic, so it's not subjected as much to expansion and contraction and certainly not moisture absorption, a good paint job on a metal door like that could easily last 10 years.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to gain some living space at your home, but is building that deck a do-it-yourself project, or is it one that you should be hiring out? I mean, there are pros and cons to each approach, so let's start with DIY. If you do do it yourself, you stand to save just by the virtue of labor costs. However, building your deck could eat up a number of weekends depending on how quickly you work. Also, the DIY option may be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple shape or, you know, something square or rectangular, but things start to get dicey if you choose maybe a more complicated shape or a multi-level deck design, so you have to design carefully if for sure you want to do it on your own.
Now, hiring a pro is obviously going to result in a pricier deck because, of course, you're paying for their labor and their expertise. On the plus side, a professional contractor, at least one who's reliable, is likely to finish the project faster than you will, and a pro will also take care of the permitting process and will already know what really is up to code and what isn't. This will make sure that your new deck is safe and okay with your city inspector. And also, properly attaching it to the house is a big part of that. I can't tell you how many times we hear about decks that collapse because whoever built it missed that key step and didn't attach it properly. So lots of advantages to working with a pro. For more tips, check out our website. We've got a post there called How to Plan an Amazing Deck on MoneyPit.com.
Louise in Delaware is on the line with some carpenter bees visiting her home. Tell us what's going on.
I have a deck in my at my back door, and I have a roof. It doesn't extend all the way out to the end of the deck, just about halfway. And I've been having for several years a major problem with carpenter bees. They actually make perfectly round holes in the roof of the deck. And I had an exterminator a couple years ago, and he said he would spray it, but no guarantees. And he sprayed it, and maybe for about 5 days I didn't see them, but they came right back. But so someone told me get steel wool and put steel wool in the holes because they can't get out.
There's the do-yourself methods and there's the professional methods. I'm troubled by the fact that you hired an exterminator, sounds like it was some time ago, and they wouldn't guarantee a result. That's not acceptable. Most professional exterminators have the tools, the knowledge, and the pesticides to effectively eliminate carpenter bees with a reasonable guarantee of success. So if you have such a serious problem as this, I would definitely suggest that you go find yourself a new exterminator, maybe from a national brand company like Orkin. You'd have better success with that. Now, if you want to do this yourself, you know, the reason that the bees form those holes is because they're nesting. And so the way they're treated is you spray pesticide inside those holes. You can also spray something that's petroleum-based inside the holes because they don't like that. There's lots of ways you could try this yourself. But given the severity of the problem, I would suggest you find a good exterminator that can treat it with the right type of pesticide and you not have to worry about it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, Emily in Wisconsin is looking to tackle a fireplace project by adding some tile. We're going to help her get that done when we come back.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 14. 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Leslie, what a mess that is, right?
It's a big mess. And then you're dealing with chipping things away to make sure you have a level surface. So if you can go on top, that's definitely the way to go. All right, next up, Scott has a potentially big plumbing problem and asks, what is the best way to deal with polybutylene pipes? Just replace? Can I run new pipe inside the polybutylene? I have not had a pipe burst yet, but I fear it's coming.
Yeah, so for those that are not aware, polybutylene was a type of pipe that was used for many years and turned out, it was quite a big problem. They would break down at the connections and leak. And so those that have polybutylene pipes have to replace them. It's kind of like when you have a house that's got old steel pipes and they just rust to the point where you got to replace them. Unfortunately, I mean, there was class action lawsuits and all that kind of stuff, but I think that that's been over a long time now. So what would I do? I would treat it, Scott, a lot like the I would if I had a house that had old steel pipes. What I generally say is, whenever you have something exposed, like if you have pipes running through a crawl space or basement that you can see, replace those now. Don't wait for a leak. And then whenever you have walls that are open, replace them at that time. One thing to keep in mind, though, that there is a better plastic that we're using today called PEX, right? Cross-linked polyethylene. This actually makes the polybutylene replacement a lot less expensive because that PEX is flexible enough that you can run it through walls without necessarily having to tear everything open, at least not as much. It's certainly a lot easier to install PEX than it is to use copper plumbing. So I would just treat it like that. And whenever you have exposure to it, whenever you see those pipes, I would replace them. I would not cover them back up. And if you see them going through your crawl space or basement and you have the budget, go ahead and replace those now.
All right, Scott, I hope that helps you out and avoid some costly leaks down the road. Good luck with your projects.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for taking a little bit of your day to listen to us. We hope we've been helpful, gave you some ideas on maybe projects you want to get done around your house or perhaps some ways to handle some fix-ups. If you've got questions, remember you can reach out to us 24/7. The best way is by downloading the Money Pit Vox Pop app at moneypit.com/ask because if you record your question on the app, it goes right to the studio and you're at the top of the line when it comes to getting those questions answered. Hope you have a good day. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Former President Trump headlined another of his Save America rallies. This evening it was Selma, North Carolina. Mr. Trump hit all the usual bullet points, including telling the enthusiastic crowd he believes he can save the country from what he says are failed Biden administration policies.
We have a president who is challenged, but he's surrounded by vicious, evil, and very corrupt people who are doing whatever they want to in running our country to ruin. With your vote this November, we can stop our nation's decline. We can make America great again, and that's what we're going to do.
In a sidebar, Mr. Trump formally endorsed Dr. Mehmet Oz for the Senate seat being vacated by the retiring Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Recent polls show Oz and former head fund CEO Dave McCormick in a neck-and-neck race in the Republican primary. Volodymyr Zelensky not letting up in his pleading for more weapons ahead of an expected surge in fighting in the country's east and after a train station attack killed at least 52 people. The president's looking for a tough global response to the bloodshed.
Zelensky's voice rose in anger during his nightly address late Friday, when he said that the strike on the Kramatorsk train station, where 4,000 people were trying to flee a looming Russian offensive in the east, amounted to another war crime. Russia denies it was responsible for the strike. Among those killed were children, and dozens of people were severely injured. The attack comes as workers elsewhere in the country unearth bodies from a mass grave in Bucha, a town near Kiev, where graphic evidence of dozens of killings emerged following the withdrawal of Russian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can check out the latest news and analysis both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
It's been a time of rebirth for a Texas synagogue.
In the 3 months since Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker and three of his congregants were held at gunpoint in their Texas synagogue, new carpet has been laid in the sanctuary, the walls have been repainted, the entry retiled, and new doors installed. He says it's been healing to watch. On Friday, Congregation Beth Israel in the Fort Worth suburb of Colleyville celebrated Shabbat in their own building for the first time since the attack. The January 15th standoff ended with the escape of the remaining three hostages and an FBI technical team rushing in and killing the gunman. Keith Peters reporting.
Toyota customers soon won't be able to get a U.S. federal tax credit for buying electric or plug-in hybrid vehicles. Toyota's sales chief for North America says the automaker expects to reach a 200,000 vehicle cap on the credits before the end of June. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Amazon's looking to overturn the historic union victory at one of its New York City warehouses.
The company is arguing in a legal filing Friday that union organizers of the National Labor Relations Board acted in a way that tainted the results. It now wants to redo the elections. The e-commerce giant listed 25 objections to filing, accusing organizers with the nascent Amazon labor union of intimidating workers to vote for the union, a claim an attorney representing the group has called patently absurd. Attorney Eric Milner said the employees have spoken, and Amazon is choosing to ignore that and instead engage in stalling tactics to avoid the inevitable. Patrick Frost reporting.
Over $1 billion in unclaimed tax refunds set to expire. The IRS is revealing that taxpayers are entitled to about $1.5 billion in unclaimed tax refunds from the 2018 tax year, but you got to hurry up. April 18th is your deadline. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Finally, SpringFest is back. ION Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual SpringFest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosz, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects, providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And that's kind of what we do. We help you improve your home. And your home could be your house. It could be an apartment. It could be a co-op. It could be a yurt. We don't care what it is. We're here to help you improve it. I think it'd be fun to do a makeover on a yurt, right?
I mean, it could be a lot of fun.
It could be like a glamping thing, you know?
Oh, great. Now I want to go glamping.
Well, whatever is on your home improvement to-do list, you can put it on ours by reaching out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can head to moneyfit.com/ask. Now, there you'll find our brand new app, which is terrific because all you got to do is download it, push the button, and record your questions. It'll go right to our production studio, and we will get back to you with the answer as soon as possible. Or you can call us the old-fashioned way at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you would love to have a backyard pool but just can't afford it or don't have the time to care for it or you just don't have the space for it, I have two words for you, spool pool. We're going to share tips on how you can combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And with the spring season comes, you know, sadly, spring allergies. I feel like everywhere you turn, it's allergies in the air. They're in your house. They're outside. They're on the car. They're in the car. You can't kind of escape them. So we're going to share ways that you can make sure that they are inside your house is as clean as possible to avoid all that sneezing.
And is your driveway worn or chipped or does it have a bunch of nasty oil stains? We're going to share a surefire solution to clean up those stains for good and restore the surface.
And are you ready to spring into home improvements? Well, we are. I mean, thank goodness this weather is lovely and perfect for us to be outside and work on the yard and do some exterior projects. Whatever it is, we have got a great set of tools to give to you today, from Arrow Fastener to one lucky caller who connects with us at the Money Pit today.
That's right. We've got America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, plus its sidekick, the T50X, worth $65, along with a supply of staples. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to New Hampshire, we're Pat on the line with some cracks in a garage floor. What's going on in there?
Well, we have a big crack that goes in an X. We actually have two of them, and in the middle is a drainage area, but there's never any water there. It's not actually used. And then we have foundation cracks in the walls, which are probably a foot and a half high. And some of the cracks are about a half inch. And there are probably about 14 or 15 of them going around the whole garage. And they go through to the outside.
So first of all, Pat, the garage floor I generally don't worry too much about, because that is separate from the foundation cracks you're talking about. Garage floors are like one of the last things that gets done when you build a house. And sometimes the soil doesn't get settled properly or compacted properly. Now, you mentioned there's some drainage in there. I'm not quite sure what the thought was for that. But the bottom line is that it doesn't really do anything more than just cover the dirt, so to speak. You can fill those cracks in. There are materials designed for repair to concrete cracks, and then you could finish the garage floor with a product like Deich coating, for example. I'm using that on a concrete floor in my house. It's a really durable epoxy coating. It makes it easy to sweep and clean. Now, the foundation is another issue entirely, because that is important that it not be cracked. And you describe cracks that are half inch wide. That is a pretty serious foundation crack. And it says to me that that foundation was not on a proper footing. There's movement there that caused all this to happen. And I think that you would be wise to speak with a structural engineer, not a contractor necessarily, because contractors don't have that kind of degree. You know, they all are going to tell you they know how to fix it, but I wouldn't buy it. I would talk to a structural engineer, and the structural engineer will design for you a proper repair, or if it can't be repaired, then they can talk with you about options for replacing the foundation, which is not inexpensive. But I want to make sure you get the right professional advice, because with a structural engineer, they'll spec out exactly what has to happen. And once they do that, you can share those instructions with contractors, and that's going to achieve two things. First of all, you're going to know it's done right. And secondly, you'll be able to get apples-to-apples comparisons on bids, because they'll all be bidding on the same thing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you. Can you give me the name of the product for the cracks in the floor again?
Quikrete, for example, Quikrete. Quikrete has concrete repair products for those kinds of cracks. And then you can finish the floor. You can go to Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coating.com, and look at the garage floor products. It's an epoxy product that you apply. It has sort of a like a speckled finish you can add to it, which I like because it hides the dirt and it makes it easy to clean. So I would that's the way to fix up the floor. But in terms of the foundation, you definitely need to talk with a structural engineer about that, see what's really going on.
Oh, well, my husband did call someone. They said it's possible that they have to put rods in it.
I think your husband called a contractor or somebody like that, and this is exactly why I'm telling you, you need a design professional. Everybody that does foundation work is going to have an answer here. That might be part of the solution. It might not be. So don't get bamboozled and confused and by all the different opinions on what has to be done here, unless you hire a design professional like a structural engineer, okay? It'll be a lot less aggravating for you in the long run. Plus, you know what? If you go sell that house and a buyer sees those cracks, and if they're properly repaired, you can just say, yeah, we had some cracks, but we had a structural engineer evaluate it. Here's his report. And by the way, after it's done, you can have that engineer come back and certify that it was done completely, and that's kind of like getting a pedigree on that foundation so you know it's in good shape.
Thank you very much for the advice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pat. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Todd in Utah is on the line and is looking for some help in insulating the garage. Tell us about it.
Well, what I've got is I've got a garage that I work out of
and I like to do woodworking and, you know, just all around playing around with whatever project I have. But it gets cold here in Utah, and I like using my rafters to put, you know, boards and extra equipment, pontoon boats, you know, a little bit of everything out there. But I want to be able to insulate it to save a little bit of the heat so it's bearable in the winter. And I was hoping that there would be a way to maybe spray the upper inside of that with a spray foam or a spray insulation. Or what do you suggest to be the best without having to sheetrock and lose all that space?
Well, you certainly could use spray foam insulation. In fact, I personally used isonine insulation in my haddock, and we did just that. We sprayed in between the rafters with the insulation, then we coated it with a thermal barrier, and with 8 inches of isonine insulation, we were able to pick up R30, which is a substantial amount of insulation. So you could hire a local dealer to add spray foam insulation to the underside of those rafters and seal that in nice and warm. And it also will seal drafts, which is the other benefit of spray foam insulation. But remember, you're also going to have to add some heat. Once you keep that area insulated, you're going to have to add some heat. Just insulating itself is not going to make it warm enough.
Okay.
And then I would expect the weakest link in the house would be around the garage.
Right.
So you're going to at least have to do some significant weather stripping to try to keep those drafts down.
That's exactly what I want to do. I like to use my time and being retired.
Yeah.
I don't want to look out the window during the winter. I'd rather be doing something.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's your man cave.
Yeah, it is right now.
All right.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. It's spring, home improvement season. We love it. We're outside. We're doing stuff. We're getting ready for those long, long, beautiful summer days. So let us help you get your yard in tip-top shape. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, Spool Pools combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature. We'll explain how to know if this is a good fit for your space when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy The Money Pit, you will never miss an episode of The Money Pit when you follow us on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, we're ready to celebrate spring by giving away some tools. We've got two tools to give away to one lucky listener. We've got the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TacMate staple gun. I tell you what, the T50 is one of the first tools I ever owned because it's been around forever. It is truly America's best-selling staple gun, and you always need one around because there's always a project to get done. Now, these tools are well-built. They're durable. They're going to stand up to dozens of DIY and pro projects. And that set of Arrow T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65. Going to go out to one listener. If you'd like it to be you, you got to give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or send us your question via the MoneyPIT app by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall. And we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it, and he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out. As he said, he would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it for $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold, figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that. But basically, you take a sample and you send it out to a lab, and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. You know, I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there. But if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you know, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place. But it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall. And that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in that was a special light, and it can tell what type mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. If he comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. They send it out to a lab and they read it. So that guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd love to have a backyard pool, but you just don't have the cash for it, don't have the time for it, to care for it, or you're just maybe short on backyard space, I got two words for you. Spool pool. It's a small swimming pool design that's perfect in so many ways. It combines a spa and a hot tub in one, but it's smaller than a traditional in-ground swimming pool and maybe a little bit bigger than a spa. So it really does fit well within limited space outdoors or even potentially as an indoor pool.
Yeah, now this sounds pretty big to me. A spool can be anywhere from about 10 to 16 feet long and 6 to 8 feet wide. That's a nice size pool, you guys. And it's got plenty of room for you to stretch out or just cool off on a hot summer day. And spools will also give you the option to add special features like high-powered jets, you know, to give you that luxurious spa feeling like a hot tub. You can also simply switch back to a cool soaking pool on those hot summer days. It's easy to switch back and forth, too. And with less water, they're going to heat up and cool down rather quickly. Now, the main reason that spools are becoming so popular is the fact that they do work well in small spaces. So if you've got a small backyard, you might still be able to have that pool, albeit, you know, it's a small swimming pool design. You're not going to go training for the Olympics in that small pool, but you can swim shorter laps for exercise because you can even get a spool that has sort of that jet built into it that creates like an underwater treadmill. So you're swimming laps, but you're not going anywhere. So there's lots of great options. And who doesn't love to have their own swimming space? I mean, how great is this?
Now, even though spools may be smaller than a traditional swimming pool, it doesn't mean that the cost to install one is going to be a lot less because despite their small size, many of the same costs of building an in-ground swimming pool go into building a spool pool, but they are no doubt a great option to consider for the right space. If you want to have some more insights, we've got a great post on this on MoneyPit.com. Just search spool pool.
Greg in Arizona is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of purchasing a place up in the mountains, and we had an inspection on the roof, and they said the reason for the discoloration and the fascia and the rafter tails is due to the fact that they didn't overlap the roof enough on the metal. It's a metal roof. And so.
Okay, so let me stop you right there so that I can explain what I think you just said. So you're talking about discoloration on the fascia, which is the part of the roof that usually a gutter would be attached to. And then the rafter tails, it sounds like your rafters may extend off of the roof edge, which is a common design. And what the prior roofer did not do was extend the shingles far enough over the edge of that roof so that the water now started dripping back against the fascia and those rafters. Is that correct?
Well, it's a metal roof. And
okay, it's a metal roof. All right.
It's actually, it's even with the edge of the fascia.
Okay, so they did not, they did not extend it at all. Okay.
So one of the options was to drop the panels down, provided there's enough gap at the ridge to overlap the inch and a half or 2 inches. And the other option is to put like some flashing underneath the bottom of the roof, take the screws out, put that flashing underneath there, and then resecure the screws.
Create almost like a lip so that it would extend out even further. You know, that's what we would do if it was asphalt shingles. And if you were able to do this with, metal that was similar in color to what you had right now, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it's a pretty easy and straightforward way to fix this.
It's just not corrugated like the roof is. It'll just be a flat piece of.
I mean, I think that's probably the straightforward, easiest way to get that job done, because if you start to dismantle the fascia and move things around, it's going to be a lot more construction work, and you could be opening Pandora's box. You know, who knows what's going to happen when you start taking all that apart, what you find behind it, and, it can just get more expensive. So I think simply extending that roof edge in the most cost-effective way possible is going to solve your immediate concerns.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Hey, does stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, we're going to share the best way to filter out household contaminants like dust, allergens, bacteria, even mold in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. 888 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Older ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at moneypit.com/ask. Hey, Leslie, I had a chance to do a project this weekend that I'd never done before. It was a small project. It took us a few hours, but it was cutting and fitting one of these composite fiberglass structural columns. My friend had a design of his house where he had four of these columns that supported a second-floor deck. And unfortunately, because of the pandemic, one of them didn't come in for months and months and months. And by the time it did come in, the contractor was kind of long gone. So I said, hey, I can think I can do that. And it was interesting. We basically figured it out. We had to jack up the deck. We did that with a hydraulic truck jack that I had, just a little like regular truck jack. I cut a 2x4 set of them to go between the jack and the underside of the beam. Was able to lift it up just enough. I mean, you just kind of take the pressure off, right? Like an eighth inch or a quarter of an inch. And it's always fun when you do that because you can hear the whole building going creak, creak, creak.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know? But we were able to cut the column, and I did it with a carbide blade on a circular saw. After, you know, you say measure twice and cut once. I'm sure the column was expensive, so I measured a lot more than twice.
Oh, I'm sure.
I had it. Exactly right. But it was a fun project, and it came out great. And the nice thing about these columns is, you know how the old wood columns always will degrade and rot and eventually have to be replaced? Not this thing. It is not organic. It doesn't rot, doesn't degrade. And I was surprised how incredibly strong it was, too.
Oh, that's a really great thing. You know, I did a project this weekend, too. I finally changed out the faucet in the powder room in the kitchen. It's been dripping for, like, a year, and it's been driving me nuts. And I've been, you know, constantly trying to find that sweet spot where it doesn't drip, and then somebody goes and uses it, and then it's dripping again, and then it's a different sweet spot. So I go and I buy the faucet, and I come home, and I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to change the faucet. Not one of the four men, boys in my home even noticed that it was leaking. Nobody does. It's leaking? What do you mean it's leaking? Whoa, that, what? Huh?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, you know, I had to go out and get, what do they call those, basin wrenches? I could not get my hand under there. So once I had that, that was super helpful. Plus, the old plumbing, you know, the connector from the on-off to the actual spigot and the faucet was so ancient that was a little bit of finagling to get off. But those speed connectors, woo, it was like a dream. Hour later and one trip to the hardware store, good to go.
You know, the whole project hinges on whether or not you can shut the water off at the supply to the sink, right?
Because
those valves get stuck. And if you can shut it off, you're pretty much good to go. But if you can't shut it off, that's when you have to stop right there.
They turned to a point to stop. And then when I turned on the faucet, the water was still coming. And I was like, oh, try to turn harder. And then it kind of moved again. So I was like, oh, God, there's going to be water shooting out of the wall.
You could always have turned off the main water valve, but it's good that you got those things working again anyway.
Yeah, I'm so glad. No more dripping, no more water waste. Busy weekend for us. Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But you're probably thinking, well, they can't be talking about my house. Actually, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of filter in your air conditioning system. We're going to sort out the options in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
You know, this is a topic that a lot of folks get confused on, but there are basically four types of air filters. There are flat filters, which are usually made from fiberglass. They need to be changed once a month, and while they capture a lot of dust, they don't necessarily capture the kind of contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens. For those, you might turn to an extended media filter, which uses a particle filter and a very small electrostatic charge to clean the air. It does a much better job than the plain flat filters. Now, if you want to step it up after that, you can go for an electronic filter, which uses a high electrical charge to capture particles, kind of like a magnet, and they are extremely effective on small particles and perform about 30 times better than those flat filters. And finally, let's talk about ultraviolet filters. These are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, and they're also the kind of filters that hospitals use to prevent diseases from being passed through the air, because basically what happens is the air gets sort of washed by the ultraviolet lights that are part of them.
Now, when it comes time for the installation, installing electronic or ultraviolet filters, those are jobs that are best left to a pro because they need to be built into the existing HVAC system on the return side of that system. This way the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter. So definitely a job for a pro, but definitely one worthwhile doing. And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your driveway worn? Maybe it's chipped or suffering from nasty oil stains? Well, we've got a surefire solution to clean up those stains for good and restore that surface next.
Live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today.
Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, everybody. What are you working on this weekend? You need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe a decor project? Well, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Well, the Money Pit is coming to you today from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, it's officially the springtime, and we are ready to celebrate Lady Spring by giving away a set of two handy tools to one lucky listener. We've got the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and the T50X TacMate Staple Gun. I mean, the T50, this tool has been around for ages, and it is America's best-selling staple gun. Both are super well-built. They're durable. You can tackle all your projects this spring, summer, the rest of the springs and summers and falls and inside and outside. You will find a project to use your T50s on. Now, you're also going to get a supply of staples worth $65, and it's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
So make that you. Call us now with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com/ask. That is the home of the new Money Pit app. It's a great way to get your questions right to the studio, and they will be answered first. So we kind of try to make it worth your while by downloading that app. It's pretty super helpful. It's moneypit.com/ask.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks or cracked or just worn, now is the perfect time to clean and seal that driveway. Now, beyond stain removal, driveway maintenance is going to depend on whether you have concrete or an asphalt driveway. So first, let's talk about those oil stains. Now, you want to mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate. You can find that in the paint aisle at most home centers. It's called TSP. And you want to mix it into a paste. Now, once you've got that TSP in paste form, you want to go with it a little wet, apply it to the stain, and then let it sit there for an hour or more, and then rinse it away. Obviously, the sooner you can get to that stain, the better. But even old stains can be successfully removed with this approach. That's as long as you fix your car first or whatever else is leaking so it just doesn't keep happening.
It's not going to stop it if you keep dumping oil on it.
Right.
But for asphalt driveways that need to be resealed, you want to use an asphalt-compatible product to fill the gaps, the cracks, the holes, and then use a disposable squeegee to apply an airport-grade latex sealer over the entire surface. And yes, I didn't say latex. This stuff cleans up with water today. It's really amazing. Just make sure the forecast is clear for applying and the drying time, because rain will cause the sealer to run onto sidewalks and streets, leaving unremovable stains, so you don't want to do that. And then follow up with a generous drying period, up to a couple of days if possible, and you will have a very attractive automotive exit. And then you'll have a very attractive automotive entrance.
Now, if you've got a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's best to apply a concrete resurfacing product to the entire driveway. Now, concrete resurfacers, they're specially formulated. They're made to stick to that old concrete, and that's going to leave you with a driveway that looks almost brand spanking new. And, I mean, since you're doing the whole surface, it's really going to look fantastic.
For more tips, check out our post on driveway sealing and maintenance on moneypit.com.
Dorothy in Tennessee is on the line and has a question about an in-ground pool. What's going on?
I have a definite money pit.
All right. Welcome to the club.
I have a huge in-ground pool that it just wouldn't do any of us to not buy this house with this pool because we thought we'd just love it. And, yes, right. The kids promised to help take care of it and all that stuff. They're grown right. And gone. I don't want to take care of it. Don't want to pay all that money. And I'm wondering if there's a solution to doing something interesting with this space that isn't such a money pit.
You know, you're not in an unusual scenario. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, and when we did inspect homes that had pools, I'd say a pretty good portion of the time, the question from my client was the same question you just asked. I don't want the pool. I want nothing to do with it for, you know, a whole variety of reasons. What can I do with it? And in those cases, generally what folks do with it is they fill it in. You know, they tear up
any concrete edges or it's anything on top that might be part of their patio or whatever. And they basically fill it in and tamp it and compact it, and it becomes yard space. So if you don't want to use it as a pool, that's pretty much your only option.
Well, exactly. Is there an inexpensive way of doing that? The little bit of research I've done, it's not inexpensive to fill it in.
Well, look, you need to find, it's not a hard, look, putting dirt in a hole is not a difficult thing to do. What you have to do is, first of all, obviously you have to disconnect all of the mechanical systems, right?
Right.
There's power out there, all that has to be disconnected, and any plumbing has to be disconnected. So you get rid of all of the stuff that's easy like that, and then for the rest of it, if you have, like, a decking or a curbing around the outside edge of the pool, that will have to be broken up. Now, if that's the case, I can't imagine that would take more than an hour or two to break up with a jackhammer, because it's only going to be a few inches thick of concrete, so it's actually pretty easy to break up. And then you have to have excavators that will come in and probably with a small piece of equipment like a bobcat start to move a lot of dirt into that space, because it has to be tamped. You know, you can't just put it in there without tamping it. And in fact, you might also, you may need to break up the bottom of the pool, otherwise you won't have drainage, right? So you probably have to bust that up too. And then it's just going to have to be filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped, because if you don't, it'll become a sinkhole. It'll just, you know, be a depressed area in the yard. You want to really fill it up. You're going to use clean fill dirt for that. You're not going to use topsoil, obviously. So the dirt is pretty much the cost of the transportation. It's almost like you don't pay for the dirt. But that's probably the best thing to do with it, and then start thinking about what you do want to do with that space.
Well, I can imagine a really nice formal garden out there.
Well, there you go.
Or a fire pit, gazebo, all kinds of neat things. But getting to that point is not going to be cheap.
How long do you plan on staying in this house? I mean, is this it forever?
Oh, or probably.
Because, I mean, that is one thing to consider, and that is if the pool is functional and you take it out, whether or not it's going to deter from the value of your home.
From the resale value.
Yeah, sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. It depends on, you know, who's buying it and what their needs and wants and desires are. Well, hopefully we've given you some ideas on what is possible, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all of your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up after the long winter, spring is a great time to inspect and fix up your home to make sure that it's prepared for the summer. We've got a few tips for you to make sure your home is in tip-top shape for the rest of the year. Next.
Live in a body pit.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately?
I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Tom, hey, do you want to catch the Money Pit on your schedule? All you need to do is to download the Money Pit podcast. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Bob is reaching out to the Money Pit today. He's written in saying, I'm building a new house, and the cement slab floor has moisture damp spots throughout the house. The house is still under construction. Some areas are dry, while other areas are damp. I'm ready to install sheetrock, but what's causing these damp areas?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that now, Bob. I mean, when a house is being built, it's subject to poor drainage because it's not really set up yet and things like that. The moisture that you're seeing, you have no heating system in it, so it's not evaporating. So I'm not that surprised that you've got moisture showing in the slab at this early stage of construction. I mean, what does your builder say? I don't see any reason to be worried about it at this very moment. Now, if you told me your house was built and it was, you know, up for a year and you've got heating and cooling systems going and you're still seeing moisture, then that's a whole different story. But for a house under construction, you often see leaks in the foundation that easily go away once the house is completed and occupied and the systems are turned on.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Bob. I mean, think about it. So much of the home is still exposed, so this is kind of expected. All right. Julia writes in, I have a big flooring project to do, and I want to purchase 4,000 square feet of porcelain plank flooring while the vendor has it in stock. Is it okay to store it in an outside garage? This is Florida, where freezing temperatures aren't an issue, although they have been this past winter.
Wow, 4,000 square feet. That's a lot of tile. I don't see any reason you can't store them because porcelain tiles, or really any kind of tiles, can be stored flat or on their sides. Just make sure you raise them off the ground. So if they come on a pallet, you will be all set.
All right, Julia. I hope that helps you with that gigantic project. I can't wait to hear about what kind of fun stuff you've got going on at this big house and what else you're working on.
Well, spring isn't just a great time to get outside. It's also a great time to inspect and repair your home to make sure it is ready for summer. Leslie's got tips to help you do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it is finally getting warmer outside, and that means it's a great time to take a good look at the exterior of your home for any winter wear and then get the house ready for the warm weather ahead. Now, here's two easy ways to do just that and avoid headaches and costly repairs that could come down the road. So let's start by checking out doors and window seals. Air leaks aren't just a problem during the cold winter months. They're a problem in the warm months as well because that warm air is going to continue to leak in those same windows and then drive your cooling costs up. So it's the same thing, whether it's winter or summer. You're going to get air leaking in. It's either hot or cold, and it messes with your heat or your air conditioning. So you want to address that now. Now, you can keep your home cool this summer and save on your energy bills if you weatherize those windows and doors. Next, you want to inspect and repair any wind-damaged siding or roof shingles. Those winter winds can loosen siding, trim, shingles, and once that kind of happens, it will allow for leaks, and that could lead to costly repairs. So you want to stand back away from the house, inspect the exterior surfaces for anything that kind of seems out of place. Maybe there's a missing shingle, a loose piece of siding. All of that, sort of jot everything down. That quick inspection and making those repairs now will save you from a ton of headaches later. So get outside and take a good look at your money pit before the summer sets in.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard? Well, one key design mistake can lead to a deck disaster. We're going to tell you what that is and what you need to do to make sure your deck is safe for a summer family fun on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At another of his Save America rallies, this one in Selma, North Carolina, Saturday evening, former President Trump said illegal immigration will be a big issue with voters this November.
The Washington Democrats believe our country should be one giant sanctuary for dangerous criminal aliens, and the Republican Party, we believe our country should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans.
Shelling by Russian forces of Ukraine's key port city of Mariupol on the Sea of Azov has collapsed several humanitarian corridors and made conditions seldom right for people to leave. Wasn't clear as of Saturday just how many people remain trapped in the city out of its pre-war population of some 430,000. Ukrainian officials put the number at about 100,000, but earlier this week, British defense officials said 160,000 people remain trapped in the city. Ukrainian troops have refused to surrender the city, though much of it has been razed. All eyes are on France as it gears up for general election Sunday, with polls indicating the gaps narrowing between the two main contestants.
Tourists enjoy a visit to one of Paris's top attractions, the Eiffel Tower, as officials and municipal workers prepare for the key national vote. President Emmanuel Macron says he has no fear of losing, despite far-right rival Marine Le Pen's narrowing the gap in opinion polls days before the first round vote. Suspense is the watchword in Sunday's voting. A predicted low turnout could help decide the race. Macron, a centrist, says he has the spirit of conquest rather than the spirit of defeat, while Le Pen has consistently placed second behind Macron in polls. But that now could be changing. I'm Charles Stiledesma.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. All almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Prison time for someone who should have known better.
A former Florida prep school official who took students' college entrance exams for bribes has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. A judge also sentenced Mark Riddell to 2 years of supervised release after his time behind bars. The sentence was what prosecutors had recommended. Riddell's lawyers had asked the judge for 1 to 2 months in prison. In court, Riddell apologized to the students. Jason Walker reporting.
SpaceX launched 3 rich businessmen along with their astronaut escort to the International Space Station for more than a week's stay. It's SpaceX's first private charter flight to the orbiting lab after 2 years of carrying astronauts for NASA. The American, Canadian, and Israeli executives paying $55 million each for the ride and their stay. This is townhall.com. Food prices soaring to record levels.
United Nations says prices for world food commodities like grains and vegetable oils have reached their highest level ever because of Russia's war in Ukraine. The war was largely responsible for the 17.1% rise in the price of grains, including wheat and others like oats, barley, and corn. Together, Russia and Ukraine account for around 30% and 20% of global wheat and corn exports, respectively. Soaring food prices and disruption to supplies coming from Russia and Ukraine have threatened food shortages in countries in the Middle East, Africa, and parts of Asia. Patrick Foss reporting.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins died. He was killed in an auto accident near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, early Saturday morning. Authorities say Haskins was hit by a dump truck while walking on the highway and pronounced dead at the scene. Now an investigation is underway to find out why the 24-year-old was walking on the highway at that hour. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Headquarters in New York City.
Brian, everything you say is awesome. I love your show.
I'd like to compliment you on having the best show on radio. Thank you.
The most approachable radio host in America.
You're different than any of the other folks on the radio, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you for always calling balls and strikes. I really do appreciate that.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. We're heard coming to you from New York City, 48th and 6th, heard around the country, heard around the world. With me in studio, if you're watching Fox Nation, you recognize him for being in the news constantly over the last 4 years. William Barr, a former U.S. Attorney General, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, One Damn Thing After Another. Congratulations, Bill. 3 weeks in a row as number one. You dropped to number 5. We're going to change that hour.
That's why I'm here, Brian.
Right. Wait a second. I thought you wanted to talk to me again. Yeah, no. You using me?
Well, you know, it'll be a byproduct of our conversation.
Understanding. Oh, I really unnerved you for a second. That's something the Democrats aren't able to do. All right, before we get to Bill, and we're going to talk for a while, and maybe, what do you think, we could take some phone calls maybe? Maybe, we'll see. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
That was Greg Abbott taking action on what is about to happen in May, and that's the good night, the evaporation of Title 42. Get this. They're getting 7,000 people a day coming across the border in Texas. It's going to escalate to 18,000. What he and Governor DeSantis is doing about it, you'll find fascinating. I love it.
Number two.
Do we know what the president might have gotten in return for doing a favor like that?
Again, I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter the president wrote when he was a private citizen, by the way, not serving in public office. That's even the report.
Yeah, the Hunter hijinks. Think the laptop from hell, as we know it, is pretty bad. Looks like they found thousands of deleted images and emails. Can you imagine things that had to be deleted from that laptop as Psaki and friends scrambled to keep Biden's sinister son's shady dealings from the president's resume? Too late.
Number one.
Right now, what Ukraine needs is assistance in the east, obviously where the fight is going to be shifting, and also in the south to protect Odessa. And that means more weapon systems and more advanced weapon systems, like multiple launch rocket systems and anti-ship missiles.
You think so? Moving southeast. That's what the Russian forces are doing. Question, what are we in the West doing to arm the Ukrainians to defeat Putin, our generation's Hitler, our homicidal maniac? And why are we okay with this being a long war all of a sudden? Bill Barr joins me right now. And, Bill, what I've got from reading your book is not just your years with Trump and Bush, but what I got from reading your book is, you know, growing up in New York City, you originally wanted to be a CIA guy, working your way up as a lawyer. And you were heading towards the intelligence area, and then you pivoted over. But you really have a diverse background and a lot of foreign policy knowledge and experience.
Right. And I was on the National Security Council. The attorney general was both times I was attorney general. So
no one has to explain to you the significance of Ukraine. If I was to tell you 6 weeks ago that when the invasion was about to happen, that the Ukrainians would be fighting and winning in almost every battle in which they fight military to military, and that they'd be on they'd be possible to take down the Russian bear, what would you have told me?
I would have been shocked, you know, based on what we were hearing from our own intelligence agencies, that it was going to be over in 24 hours, 48 hours, and so forth. But it's been remarkable and inspiring. But the fundamental mistake that was made, and this is the fundamental mistake, is that when Biden came into power, he didn't start arming the Ukrainians then. That would have deterred the attack.
I heard he sent some shipments around that were en route there. And can you think about what's left in Afghanistan?
Right.
How that could have helped?
Right. I mean, those weapons, other weapons, anti-tank weapons, weapons that would help him control the sky, Putin would have had to think twice.
So when you talk about intelligence, Mark Milley said Ukraine would fall in 72 hours and they would lose 15,000 people. Milley also said yesterday, this war could go on for years. Really? Yeah. Go on for years? There's going to be no women and children left. I mean, you saw what's happened. This is in our lifetime, something we never thought we would allow. And then intelligence officials, on the average, said Ukraine is lucky to last 96 hours. How could we be so wrong again?
Right. I'm very skeptical this will go on for years. In fact, if the sanctions are worth anything.
What do you think? Are they worth?
Well, they have to start biting, and if they don't, we have to pile on more sanctions. But there's going to be a limit to how much the Russian military can take and how much resources they have. They can't have a sustained offensive going on in that country for years. Their country will not sustain it.
You know, Brad Velikovich, who's on the ground there, fought in Afghanistan and Iraq and now is retired, is helping out on the ground. He says that they're finding Mongolians and Chechnyans and the Wagner Group, like, dead in the streets. So what does it tell you if they're in action now? There was another draft of, April 1st, I guess, is draft day in Russia. How could a country that size be out of troops, or are they?
I think they're out of effective troops, and they're scraping around looking for units that they think will perform better, like the Chechens and so forth. But it shows you that they do not have the wherewithal for a sustained offensive against the Ukrainians.
What worries you most about leaving this job half done, where the Russians keep portions that they already had and maybe more, and we just leave it.
Right. What's in our interest is stability in Europe. And once Putin made the decision to do what he did, I think we have to bring this to resolution. We have to make sure that we don't leave behind us a wounded bear who, you know, will be constantly pawing at Europe and tie us up there. Because we have bigger fish to fry in the Far East with China. China is much more powerful and much more long-term threat than Russia.
The good news is NATO understands the threat. We don't have to convince them anymore.
Right.
How do we make sure? I don't know anything about this new leader of Germany, for example. They've already taken 15% of their purchase of natural gas. They stopped Nord Stream 2, which is laudable. Now we have Poland and most of the Baltic nations. We're done with purchasing anything from Russia, including energy. You know what it's like to go to these events and talk to these other leaders. They don't. Do you think we're past the point of convincing them that Russia's a threat and that we don't have a peace dividend to spend?
I think they realize that at this point. And I think things are going to get more complicated, because if it looks like Putin's going to be around, you're going to have Finland and Sweden think about joining NATO.
Would you let them?
I would let those two countries. You know, they're sophisticated countries. They don't have the same kind of corruption problems that they have in Eastern Europe.
Well, the issue was they were told not to.
Right.
And and one of these war jets with a nuclear missile, evidently a nuclear armament, was flown over Sweden.
Yeah, the
over
Russians
last week.
Yeah, the Russians have constantly been testing Sweden over the last 10 years. You know, in breaking their airspace and even naval.
All right. I wanted to get your sense of that. But you were there in Bush 41 when the wall came down and Russia was.
Right.
What was your biggest fear then? I know it was a feeling of happiness that the Soviet Union was breaking up. When you guys would close doors, would you worry about anything?
No. You know, at that point, there was I think the main concern was the durability of what came next. Would they have a stable government, or would they descend into chaos and provide an opening for either an extreme right wing or an extreme left wing group to take power in Russia? We watched, you know, Putin consolidate his autocratic power there over the years.
And wasn't the same guy. They say it wasn't the same guy in the beginning. I want
right.
you to hear from Barack Obama. He weighed in on. They said they asked him the question: would this be the same? Is this the same guy you dealt with? Cut six.
I don't know that the person I knew is the same as the person who is now leading this charge. For him to bet the farm in this way, I would not have necessarily predicted from him 5 years ago.
Gary Kasparov yesterday, I was listening to a podcast with Megyn Kelly, famous chess player, activist, and said Barack Obama had the worst foreign policy in the history of the U.S., and the weakness that he showed, the apologies that he made, pulling the missile shield out of Europe, and not really coming with hard sanctions after the invasion in 2014, set the scene for this.
Yeah, I think that's right. And also, he hollowed out our military. I think President Trump rightly says that when he took office, we didn't even have enough ammunition for minor engagement anywhere in the world. We're running out of ammunition. So
we're cannibalizing planes.
Right, right. So he completely, you know, we were the undisputed only superpower after the wall came down. And it didn't take us long to screw that up. And I put most of the blame on Obama.
Right. And then in this president so far?
Yeah. I mean, he's rolling back the progress we made under President Trump. Trump restored the military and was able to, stand fast with Iran and North Korea and the Chinese.
I want to pivot, if I can, to immigration and Title 42.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that put in place?
To make it because of COVID, the idea was that, we could quickly process and summarily process and send people across the board, back across the
pandemic,
border.
Pandemic.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And 84%, if you guys expelled 84% of your people,
mm-hmm.
With this in place, the Biden administration has expelled 55%, they claim, let alone the gotaways and people to get through.
Yes.
Now, here is the DHS Secretary Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, says this is why it's got to go away. Cut 15.
It's very difficult to predict what that migration will be, but we are planning for different scenarios. We are then at the border, surging resources. What distinguishes us from the past is the fact that we will not implement policies of cruelty that disregard our asylum laws. We are rebuilding a system that was entirely dismantled.
But do you acknowledge you're likely going to see a surge?
We very well could, and our job is to be prepared to address it.
Yeah, well, that's very deceitful, because what President Trump did was, by the wait in Mexico problem, he was enforcing the asylum laws. People could come and claim asylum, and it would be processed before they were allowed to come in the United States. The asylum laws were not meant to be sort of a world tour ticket where you could sort of go around the world and decide what country you want to end up with. The basis of asylum laws was, if you're being persecuted,
can prove it,
you're allowed to run into the next country to get sanctuary. First one you come to, essentially, that will take you. And they have an obligation to take you if you can show you're persecuted. What's actually been happening is all these economic refugees, most of the world lives under our poverty level and makes, you know, would make money being on welfare here. They'd be better off. And they come in and they're coached to say things like, you know, I'm persecuted and so forth. And then we release them into the United States and we never get them again. It's a huge loophole that's been abused, and they know what they're doing. The Biden administration.
What about the putdowns? As you said, how he described the laws that were implemented, some of which were there before,
right.
Before you got there, and most after. You went to the Central American countries.
Right.
That's where Bill Hemmer first caught up with you. I think it was
right.
Your first interview on Fox.
Right.
Talking to William Barr, host, the author of One Damn Thing After Another.
Yep.
The way he's characterizing what you did. Is you feel as though it's deceitful, but is it? I know you don't take things personal. I've watched you in action,
yeah.
But it is offensive, isn't it?
Well, it's deeply offensive to the country. You know, this is an extremely costly endeavor to just open our borders and let people come. We've surrendered control of our border to the cartels, criminal organizations, and now not only people from Central America, but people from all over the world are now going into Mexico because they know they can walk across the border.
Including Russians,
you know, everybody.
Chinese?
Yeah.
Ukrainians?
And, you know, potentially terrorists.
And now, on average, as I say, just in Texas, from 7,000 to 18,000, already 1.7 million have entered illegally in our country and are out. And now they get cell phones. Is that a deterrent? I'm not sure.
No, that's a magnet.
I was teasing the next
question.
When we come back, William Barr will tell me if giving somebody a free cell phone and a ride anywhere in the country is a good deterrent. But I'm going to ask, like, that's a good question. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I earn real cash just for buying my gas. Crazy, right?
What's the catch?
No catch. Just buy your gas using the GetUpside app and get paid cash.
Easiest decision I've made in a long time. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PUSH to earn 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
Circle up, team. We've got status.
Evelyn's marketing consultancy client roster is skyrocketing.
Okay, so this week is a biggie. We've got the pitch and three client meetings.
She needs another analyst before her team's free time plummets.
Who's running the competitive analysis on fruit snacks?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A postman in a long-term care facility in England makes today's Dean's List. 98-year-old Ray Stanley decided to take it upon himself to deliver the mail to his fellow residents at Upton Bay Care Home in the UK after he moved into the facility. Every day he travels three floors to bring his fellow seniors their mail. One day he said he would love to have a uniform to make it official. The people who ran the facility were looking to buy something that looked the part. They reached out to the official Royal Mail in England to see if there might be a real uniform available, and wouldn't you know, they delivered the full set, including an embroidered shirt, a cap, and the iconic red bag. Stanley proudly wears the uniform on his delivery route, which he makes sure to complete every day before 2 p.m. He says it gives him the chance to talk to the other residents who otherwise he might not see every day. Stanley, you made today's Delivery Man Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. President Biden releasing his fiscal year 2023 budget proposal earlier this week, and as part of it, Health and Human Services. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra says key investments focus on public health preparedness, health disparities, behavioral health, child health and wellness, and advancing research. The HHS budget request proposes more than $127 billion in discretionary budget authority and $1.7 trillion in mandatory funding. When it comes to responding to emergent challenges, it includes nearly $82 billion in mandatory funding over a five-year period. And that money would go to the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institutes of Health, and the Food and Drug Administration. It's to support President Biden's plan to transform capabilities to prepare for and respond rapidly to future pandemics or high-consequence biological threats. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So Title 42 is about to evaporate, and guess what? William Barr is here, and his book is still, he's number five in the country. He wants to get it back to number one again, and I feel it's my responsibility. So come on, audience. We got this great audience of, you know, huge WABC here in New York, one damn thing after another. It's really insightful and talks more about just your years with Trump, but it was one damn thing after another. But Bill, there's five Democratic senators and six Republicans combining. Senator Sinema wrote it to stop the evaporation of Title 42 in May. Kind of weird. I mean, this is already we're seeing massive defections. Also in the Iranian deal, but that's for another. That's for next segment. Right. But you also have some Democrats saying demanding to get a vote on this. What does that tell you?
It's a big issue, and it rightfully is a big issue. I mean, they have, as I say, they've surrendered our border to the cartels. And their policies are really designed to attract people to come into the country. Remember, when we had wait in Mexico, which they had no reason to stop.
And a judge put back.
Right. They had no reason to pull it down. That stopped people from even starting out.
Right.
Okay, now if they had valid claims, they would have waited in Mexico and been adjudicated and come in. But they didn't even start off on their trip once we had wait in Mexico because they knew they'd be adjudicated.
What else you convinced them to do? Put Marines on their southern border.
Right.
And they started screening them on their side.
Right.
What was it like dealing with those Central American countries, the root of the problem?
They were actually quite cooperative. In fact, we entered into agreements with them where they would accept back. We were able to send back to various Central American countries the people who came up, not to the country they fled to. Like a Salvadorian could be sent to an adjacent country, like Guatemala. I found that they were willing to work with us on the problem.
Are you amazed by a vice president saying this is basically too hard? How dare you give me this issue? Can you imagine Mike Pence saying that about the pandemic? Mr. President, I'm not running the pandemic. We haven't had one in 100 years. It's not going well. Don't give it to me. Whatever you want to say about Mike Pence, the guy took every job handed to
him. That was outrageous. And it, you know, frankly, it's not a hard job in the sense that you put up – what made it hard were the liberal – judges who kept on trying to enjoin what Trump was doing. But once he won those cases, we stopped illegal immigration for all intents and purposes along the border.
Would you have done the family policy that Attorney General Sessions did, where if they came over, you came over illegally, we're putting the kids here and we're taking you? People have equated that to when you're drunk driving, they take your kids and put you in jail.
Right.
Would you have done that?
Well, I think it was done quickly without enough planning and figuring out what the process would be. They didn't anticipate the problem of a bunch of kids building up that were in, you know, by themselves. And so it was not planned very well, and that's what got them into trouble.
And now we have unaccompanied minors without that policy.
Right.
But we don't get a chance to see them anymore. That's their answer to the question.
Yep. And they end up being roomed by MS-13 when we put them out in the country.
And back to Long Island, right, where we're located now. Bill Barr is going to come back and talk again.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You
get me every time.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So in 2020 you wrote, those who live outside the Fox News bubble do not, of course, need to learn any of the stuff about Hunter Biden, referring to his laptop, of course. A poll later after that found that if voters knew about the content of the laptop, 16% of Joe Biden voters would have acted differently. Now, of course, we know a few weeks ago the New York Times confirmed that the content is real. Do you think the media acted inappropriately when they instantly dismissed Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation?
My problem with Hunter Biden's laptop is I think it's totally irrelevant. I mean, it's not whether it's disinformation or, I mean, I don't think the Hunter Biden's business relationships have anything to do with who should be president of the United States. So I don't find it to be interesting. I mean, that would be my problem with that as a major news story.
The editor of The Atlantic at a seminar for University of Chicago students got that question from a freshman about the laptop. Said David Axelrod was doing the interview. William Barr, my guest, one damn thing after another. I'm warming up William Barr to get ready to go on Gutfeld tonight. And so I'm trying to get you ready in the breaks and on air. And I know this guy, Hunter Biden's got to come up tonight. And can you believe an editor would say that? What does that have to do with running for Joe Biden being the next president?
Yeah, and the irony is all the hand-wringing about so-called Russian interference. Yes, they released emails showing that there was
2016.
Right, in 2016, showing that there was a fight between Hillary and Bernie. You know, big news. That was the interference in the election, right? Embarrassing Hillary that way. This it was far more consequential than that. All the media platforms and the mainstream media essentially agreeing to keep this out of the news and keep the American people ignorant of business deals putting aside the issue of whether there was criminality, I'm not addressing that, but propriety, ethics, the cashing in on the office, potentially giving grounds for blackmail, and so forth. Of course, the American people were entitled to know about that before the election.
And they say, well, it's disinformation. What about the 51 intel experts from Michael Hayden, served with the Republican administration, to Leon Panetta, some guy that comes off somewhat balanced, former Republican, former CIA director, to Mike Morrell, mm-hmm. all saying this is classic Russian disinformation. You never believe that. And why would 51 people put their, many were very respected, put their name on a letter like that?
Because they're political whores. And it was wrong for them even to put out a letter because they didn't know the facts. They had zero information. They did it as a political ploy to help Biden win the election.
You put together cases, but it's all very similar to journalism. I got to find out what happened here.
Right.
So let me ask, I would look at the emails. I'd say, I'd call them. Is this your email? Did you write this? Devin Archer, do you want to stand behind this email? Who's a partner of Hunter Biden? Hunter, right. Did you stand behind this email? Naomi is the daughter. An email from Hunter to Naomi. I hope you can do what I did and pay for everything for this family, for the entire family for 30 years. It's very hard. But don't worry. Unlike Pop, Joe, I won't ask you to give me half of your salary. Then Bob Alinsky comes out and says 10% of these international deals, some with these Chinese companies, went to the big guy, which is Joe Biden. You're a lawyer, legal expert, but if you're a journalist, why wouldn't you pursue those answers?
One of the funniest things about this whole thing is the media saying, we're finally now able to authenticate it. That could have been authenticated within 1 or 2 hours. As you say, there are emails there. You call up people, even people who are tangential, and say, did you send this email?
Yeah.
And they'd say yes. And then it would start verifying that this was authentic. And that could have been done quickly. Less than 24 hours, they could have had a good idea whether it was authentic or not. How long did it take them?
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Washington Post said we didn't have the cyber teams in place to be able to look at this forensically and find out where it came from. Now we see it. Now, I mean, I'm insulting your intelligence in asking these questions, but we saw this a year and a half ago, at the very least of the story. And if I'm Hunter Biden, it's not my emails. Guys, not me in the picture smoking crack with hookers. Number two is not my emails, not my laptop. You know that sticker that said Bo Biden Foundation? Not my brother's foundation. But instead, he never answered the question. And then he goes on a book tour and gets asked by a few comedians. And he basically says, I still don't know to this day if it's that.
Yeah. Well, that was all lies. And Biden's statement during the debate was a lie, suggesting it could be Russian disinformation. And the head of DNI, John Ratcliffe at the time, put out a statement saying that there was no indication of Russian disinformation.
Just so you know, Shio, on for Gutfeld later, this is the new development in the New York Post. This guy, Jack Maxey, who's a partner to Steve Bannon, who got the hard drive from Rudy Giuliani. He has left the country, gone to Switzerland, because they found deleted emails and images on the hard drive that they wanted to go to another country to bring forward. So if we got this and these weren't deleted, can you imagine what potentially could be on this laptop when it comes back and these deleted emails are dredged up? This story is not close to done, or is it?
No, I don't think it's close to done. There's probably more coming.
If I was to ask you, what's the bigger scandal? The actual business dealings of the potential of President of the United States, former vice president, of his family trading on his name, denying that they ever did, or the media cover-up of that so pervasive that the one outlet that had it, the New York Post, had their social media suspended. And anyone who retweeted, including the press secretary, who you work with, Bill Barr, had, while she was suffering from COVID, had her Twitter account suspended for retweeting a story. What is the bigger scandal? Or are they equal?
Well, one is relates to a specific situation. The other relates to a systemic corruption in the media. And they're both very serious problems. And for an editor to say, well, I didn't deem it relevant. I mean, the issue, was it newsworthy? Of course it was newsworthy. Whether it's relevant is for the American people to decide. But to keep facts, newsworthy facts from people, on the grounds that you didn't deem it relevant. It was relevant, okay.
It just, I mean, I find it relatively intimidating to be in the news business. Not intimidating, wrong word. Still stunning to this day to be in the news business and then watch social media with that type of stranglehold. Leads me to believe that Elon Musk could really be a hero here. He has bought the majority share of Twitter, and now he's on the board. And one of the things he said has been very critical, almost like you or I, about what social media is doing and the way they slant to the left and they decide who to strangle and who not to. Could this be the beginning of change?
Yes, I hope so. I mean, part of the solution is to have people like Elon Musk, business people, go in and change the direction of some of these big companies. And I hope he does that. I was thrilled when I saw him do what he did. And also in my book, there's a chapter on big tech and what's necessary to cut them down to size.
Do you want to give us an idea?
Well, I think there has to be – I don't think antitrust law enforcement is going to be able to deal with the problem in any reasonable time frame. I think they have to be broken up into constituent parts.
How do you do that?
Well, a company like
– like Facebook.
Like Facebook would have to spin off Instagram and Snap – not
– Yeah, I think it has Snapchat, doesn't it? Or does Google have Snapchat?
There's another app. I slipped my mind. But WhatsApp? WhatsApp. You know, they'd have to break off those companies that they bought over time and put them back out in independent entities. Also, I think we have to shift the ownership of the data to the people, to the individual consumer. They have to control their data, not the companies. That's another part of the solution.
The other story that you put in process, and you said, hey, John Durham, I want you to run this and find out what happened with this whole Russia hoax, the Russia investigation, see where it leads you. And the one thing I took note of is how many people praised John Durham, including Eric Holder. So this guy's a pretty reputable guy. Mm-hmm. And so right. I'm holding to that. We have those sound bites sitting aside.
Right.
But as he moves forward, he's looking at Michael Sussman, and I flipped the channels as soon as Sussman's indictment comes down, and they said, small potatoes, really? A lawyer out of nowhere? What's that mean? Well, then it turns out that Michael Sussman, and there's even an email that shows this, that to James Baker at the CIA, at the FBI, it says, listen, I'd like to come down. I don't represent anybody. I'll just paraphrase. I'd like to come down and tell you about this really disturbing situation that's time sensitive. And what he said essentially was this Trump organization linked to Alpha Bank. So because the Trump Alpha is at the Alpha Bank, he was concerned as a citizen. But in reality, he was working for Perkins Coie, and who were representing the Hillary Clinton campaign, which basically bought the DNC because they were out of money thanks to Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. So he was representing them. So he seems to have planted some arrangements within the FBI. And next thing you know, he turns around, and there's some thought that he talked to Slate and other media outlets, and they gave him this story. Jake Sullivan, who was working for the Hillary Clinton camp, puts that in a missive. Maybe the strongest link yet between the Trump organization and Alpha Bank, which is a Russian-owned bank. That is retweeted by Hillary Clinton. What's right. going on here?
Well, you know, as I say in my book, the more I found out about this, the more I became concerned that what was going on here was a classic campaign dirty trick where you give bogus and scurrilous information about your opponent to law enforcement in order to get them to investigate it, and then you leak the fact that it's being investigated. And then journalists can say, okay, well, we're not really saying it's true. We're just saying it's being investigated. That way you get out the information and you give it credibility, because why else would the FBI be investigating? So this led to two questions, both of which I think Durham has been trying to run down, which is, what were the motivations of the FBI who jumped on this when they knew that the information was coming from an opposing campaign? And second, was this, in fact, a dirty trick where the individuals knew that the information they were giving was false and were doing it in order to leak it to the press and affect the election?
Do you know? You have a hunch if the FBI was in on it or being duped like
everybody
else?
I was involved in launching the investigation, I don't want to...
Just between you and me. It worked for Connie Chung, didn't it?
Yeah, right.
Is it true that I almost had him? I mean, can we look at this tape again?
You mean at the beginning?
You were about to answer, I think.
Yeah.
But that's my biggest question. And I don't know if this analogy works, because did you ever watch Steve Martin in The Jerk?
No.
Okay, I know. You're too busy. You're working in the White House. So Steve Martin plays a guy who's a moron, and someone's trying to kill him. And he's at a gas station, and wherever he ran, the guy would miss and hit an oil can. And he just ran behind the window and he hit another oil can. And then he went to the garage and they hit another oil can. He keeps missing him. You know what he said? This guy hates oil. So, and I'm going, okay, he's a moron. So are you saying, is the FBI going, I'm keep getting more and more information. This guy hates oil. Or as opposed to, yeah, I hate Trump too. And there's something here enough to let's gum up the works. Or I got a job to do. The President of the United States might be compromised by Russia. It is my patriotic duty to find out the truth. So I got to raid Roger Stone's house, and I got to destroy Paul Manafort, and I got to go into the lawyer for Donald Trump, and I got to take all his records for the good of the country. That's my biggest question. Mm-hmm. And I'm a guy, as I famously say all the time, I get confused by James Bond movies. I always go, what's happening? What's that knowing look? I don't understand what's next. I don't really follow those mysteries. Murder, She Wrote, I could follow. It was slow enough. It was a Sunday night on at 8 o'clock. But most of this stuff I can't really follow. But as I'm sitting there and going, are they patriotically going after somebody that they are convinced to their core is corrupt? Or are they doing something that they just want to destroy a Republican president who they might not personally like? That's the answer I'm looking for. Are you or am I – are you still looking for that answer?
Personally, yes, I am looking for that answer. And I think Durham is going to do a report. Whether he can give an answer that will prove accurate beyond a reasonable doubt and therefore do it in the context of a criminal prosecution, I don't know. But that's a very tall order. But he could also write a report where people can judge for themselves from the facts what was going on there. I've already said publicly, I didn't think there was adequate predicate to do what they did. Now, that could have been because...
The FBI.
Yeah, yeah. But there's two sets of players here. There's the FBI and what they did, and there is the Hillary Clinton campaign.
And what they did, knowing all along. And the theory is that when these emails got released and who hacked them, it looks like John Podesta clicked on a link that allowed them to infiltrate his emails, and they released those emails through some type of cyber attack, and it got into the public mainstream. And to get to smother that, you create a firestorm with your opponent, the Republican named Donald Trump, and create some dicey business ties with Russia to try to overwhelm her emails that shows that she was acting, at the very least, haphazardly as Secretary of State by using her personal devices and everything like that.
Yeah, well, that's the theory. That's a theory that's being advanced. But the reason I brought in Durham was to answer the question that you laid out. Were the FBI acting in good faith because they really thought there was a threat? Was the Hillary Clinton campaign operatives really think there was a threat here and they were just being good citizens, you know, blowing the whistle on the threat? Or was this all part of a campaign dirty trick? And that's the question Durham has to answer.
Lastly, You know what it's like to be, not nervous, but give it. When the doors close in Delaware and the White House, do you think there should be and is legitimate worry, judging by what you've seen so far with the Hunter Biden laptop and things like that and the possible business connections that we all know exist, Tony Bobulinski and others to come forward? And when the doors close in Hillary Clinton's house among his former officials, even Jake Sullivan, who was part of the Hillary Clinton campaign, do you think they're nervous that Durham's getting close and that the media is getting close with Biden? Do you think
you mean on Hunter laptop?
Would you be nervous when those doors closed if that was you? In both those situations?
I think they're probably nervous to have these investigations still grinding away. I think they're nervous. But again, there's a distinction between whether there's real criminal exposure or just whether the facts that will ultimately come out are just very embarrassing. But either way, I think they would be nervous.
I would think so. But yet Hillary Clinton's out, and I think she might even run again. Bill Barr, the name of the book is One Damn Thing After Another. We got to get this back to number one. And I think he might bring a legal suit against me because I kind of promised off the record, but I have with four microphones, that I would make him number one again. We'll get you back on the weekend show, One Nation. But Bill, congratulations. The book is really, it's fascinating because you bring us through so many administrations with your career, but you would never, because you're so stone faced and we have that game face on. I have no idea. Well, America's going to get to see the sense of humor of William Barr. Are you concerned about that?
You mean tonight on
Gutfeld?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm concerned about
it. You're concerned. Yeah. You're concerned. Yeah. All right. And he is laughing if you watch you on One Nation. One damn thing after another. Make it number one. Bill Barr, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I earn real cash just for buying my gas. Crazy, right?
What's the catch?
No catch. Just buy your gas using the GetUpside app and get paid cash.
Easiest decision I've made in a long time. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PUSH to earn 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DinoVite.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow, and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
This April, we stand with Stand Up to Cancer in honor of Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month. In 2021, an estimated 66,000 new head and neck cancer cases were diagnosed in the United States. But there is hope. Stand Up to Cancer is funding groundbreaking research in head and neck cancers with the hope of turning all those impacted into long-term survivors. See how Stand Up to Cancer is helping to improve patient outcomes at standuptocancer.org.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. It's gotten super expensive to move. However, experts say there are ways to save on moving costs other than eliminating all of your possessions and starting over. Hiring a professional moving company can be costly, but there are ways to get around it, like renting a truck or getting a mobile storage unit. If you can drive a moving truck or have someone who can do it, you can then hire a moving company and pay only for the labor of loading and unloading your goods. And also pack your stuff yourself if you decide to hire a professional movers, pack your items and try to get boxes from a first-party seller and don't buy them from the moving company, which is usually more expensive. And pack to the moving company's specifications. If you don't, they'll have to repack it and it will cost you. And book early and have a backup plan. But avoid booking from May to August. Those months could be expensive. Finally, do your research. The Better Business Bureau said they receive thousands of complaints about moving companies each year. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with 911 star Oliver Stark.
I was really excited as soon as I read the scripts because I feel like, you know, with COVID and everything over the past couple of years, there was an element of scaling down. You know, the show had to kind of recalibrate how it went about its emergencies. And I feel like this is one of the first times we've gone, nope, we're ready to go big again.
And it's fun for him as an actor when they kick things into high gear.
There's this whole element of it feeling very real, which then makes my job easy because, you know, we are being blasted in the face with these high winds and we are, you know, jumping from the fire truck onto the pickup truck.
What update you can give on Buck's personal life?
Yeah, he's never had too much luck when it comes to kind of keeping things stable for too long. You know, his life is kind of all in disarray. So I feel like there's so much in the air for him.
911 is back Mondays on Fox, followed by 911 Lone Star. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It was just fantastic having William Barr here. You got to go pick up his book. It's so excellent. You know, he talks about everything from going into law school over at Columbia to watching the protest, how it affected him, the things he did at the CIA, and how he wanted to actually to go into intelligence. And then he was led by some great mentors, including Attorney General Thornburg, to the White House, to Bush. And Bush 41 said, "That's my guy." Because they both had a CIA background. Changed his life forever, and then, of course, he helped Trump more than anybody else, in my view.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act license number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
Are you being denied a home loan or refi because you're a 1099 employee, self-employed, or a real estate investor? It can be frustrating, but it doesn't have to be. Thanks to Cash Call Mortgage. At Cash Call Mortgage, we'll take the time to understand you and your income flow. Using 1099 income, rental income, and bank statements, you could qualify for a home mortgage or refi at a lower rate. So if you're being turned down for a home loan or refi because you're self-employed, a 1099 earner, or a real estate investor, instead of hearing denied, you could be hearing approved. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now 800-639-0889. That's 800-639-0889. 800-639-0889.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 24th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $10 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. Bring the whole family and find your moment at the river.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 10 civilian evacuation corridors were supposed to be opened in eastern Ukraine, meant to move thousands of civilians out of harm's way ahead of an expected Russian assault. The BBC's Tom Bateman was along one of those routes.
It's a deadly road to Zaporizhia, but the journey is better taken than waiting for the Russian troops, according to many arriving here. The humanitarian corridors to this town mostly come from the south. Beaten up cars carrying whole families and all the belongings they can pack in turn up in convoys. Hardest to escape is besieged Mariupol, where the fighting remains intense. Areas further north and east are among those where Ukrainian officials are now urging people to hurry their evacuation amid growing fears of Moscow's advance. 10 routes were announced this morning out of the Donetsk, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia regions.
Former President Trump in Salem, North Carolina, Saturday night, headlining another Save America rally, says if the GOP regains control, he's got a promise.
One of the first things that we will do with our new Republican majorities is to end every last COVID mandate. They're still around, if you can believe it.
The Masters leaderboard a little tighter through three rounds.
Scottie Scheffler will take a three-shot lead into the final round of the Masters. The newly minted world number one led by six shots midway through his third round, but four back nine bogeys brought him back to the field on a brutally cold and windy day that left just seven players under par. Australian Cameron Smith is alone in second place at 6-under after a 68, which was the low round of the day. Korean Sungjae Im is next at 4-under, and Shane Lowry and Charles Schwartzel round out the day three leaderboard at 2-under, seven behind the leader, Scottie Scheffler. I'm Graham Agars.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Is now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A Shanghai hospital paying the price for China's COVID response.
A series of deaths at a hospital for elderly patients in China's largest commercial city is underscoring the dangerous consequences of the nation's stubborn pursuit amid an escalating outbreak. Relatives say multiple patients have died at the elderly care hospital, adding loved ones weren't properly cared for after caretakers infected with the virus were taken away to be quarantined in adherence to the strict pandemic regulations depleting the hospital staff. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tesla plans to build an electric vehicle called the Robotaxi. CEO Elon Musk says it will look quite futuristic, adding his company will start making 3 new vehicles next year, one of which is the Cybertruck. That's a pickup truck at its new factory near Austin, Texas. After that, a new Roadster and an electric semi. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Over $1 billion in unclaimed tax refunds set to expire.
The IRS recently revealed that taxpayers are entitled to $1.5 billion in unclaimed tax refunds from the 2018 tax year, with the deadline to claim them is fast approaching. This group primarily includes low-income individuals and others who have virtually no chance of owing the IRS money for the tax year. And while you technically have to file a tax return, if you make more than the minimum income thresholds, the IRS isn't likely to come knocking on your door if you don't file and are owed a hefty refund. The IRS says the average person entitled to an unclaimed refund in 2018 is entitled to about $800. The deadline is April 18th. Patrick Foss reporting.
Amazon's arguing in a legal filing union organizers and the National Labor Relations Board acted in a way that tainted the results of a vote to unionize a New York warehouse. It now wants to redo the election. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
News headquarters in New York City.
Brian, everything you say is awesome. I love your show.
I'd like to compliment you on having the best show on radio. Thank you.
The most approachable radio host in America.
You're different than any of the other folks on the radio, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you for always calling balls and strikes. I really do appreciate that.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Shannon Bream standing by. Josh Rogan with us. Josh Rogan is, of course, the Washington Post columnist, best-selling author with an expertise in China, Russia, all our enemies, and an acumen for foreign policy that has him as frustrated as I am and maybe you are, that we're not doing everything we can to make sure the Ukrainians win.
And they have to win. And it is not just about Zelensky and his citizens. I see that. Hopefully you'll see that. Josh Rogan will talk about that. And before we get to Shannon and her best-selling book, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three. I think nobody stopped us because we were, you know, we were targeting Gen Z and millennials. We were targeting a younger, I think, more open-minded. And now we know, you know, as my son texted me this morning, you know, Gen Z is 30 to 40% queerer than the other generation's mom. So Disney better get with it.
Thanks for that scientific study, son. Media malice. There you go. The gender war. No, not battle between the sexes. A battle between, I don't know, how they're being portrayed and taught in corporate America and in American schools.
Number two.
All the mistakes of the mainstream media and CNN in particular seem to magically all go in one direction. Are we expected to believe that this is all just some sort of random coincidence, or is there something else behind it?
Too bad. It's time for lunch.
No one's laughing. Media malice, called out in the most unlikely place as the best example of bias and suppression, is now under the journalistic spotlight. I'm talking about the Hunter and James Biden mind-bending, brazen, international dicey deals that the White House just can't continue to duck, I don't think.
Number one.
What did you see in Bucha?
Smerch.
Death.
Просто смерть.
Just death.
More proof. Russia is a soulless, outdated military machine. Intercepts show panic among their troops and orders to kill innocents as a strategy. Meanwhile, all the Ukrainians are asking for is the right weapons to eliminate this evil empire. Why are we even hesitating? Shannon Bream joins me now. Shannon covers that every single night at midnight Eastern Time, 9 West Coast Time on her show, as well as talking about her brand-new best-selling book, The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak, Lessons on Faith from Nine Biblical Families. Shannon, welcome back.
Good morning, Brian.
Shannon, of all the stories we covered, this Ukrainian story I find fascinating because they tell us a lot of times, you know, Americans don't really care about foreign policy. They get bored quick. I don't think America is bored of this story.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not out of the conversation. I think that all of us have around the water cooler with family or friends. I think people are horrified still and stunned that this is actually happening in 2022 after the whole never forget and vowing that we would never have these world wars again, and hopefully this is not. But even for that region, it's overwhelming. And I think there was another critical turning point last weekend when Bucha and all of those images started to come out. I think that people... it's so shocking to the conscience. I think that people cannot believe this is actually happening today.
Right, and it's still winnable now. And once again, we're seeing a slower-moving Afghanistan if we allow the right weapons not to get there and aid not to arrive there. And yet it's hard to know, Shannon, covering this story, because the whole country is a war zone where civilians mm-hmm. are the targets. You know what happened hours ago? A bunch of refugees at a train station were just targeted and blown up, 30-plus dead.
Yeah, I mean, Putin plays dirty. I mean, he is, you know, there's been the conversation about this international norm of the rule of law and playing by the things that we agree to, Geneva Convention, and all of these things that the world has pledged that they would abide by. And it seems like Putin has no qualms about going for the jugular and doing the very worst. If these atrocities are attributed to the Russian soldiers, and I know there are multiple investigations underway, we know what it looks like at first blush, and it's something that you can't even stomach, that people's lives and children and women and men would be treated this way. And as you said, targeting people, we've seen this repeatedly, who are trying to be in those humanitarian corridors and escape to safety. I mean, that's a basic tenet of war, that the sides could agree to that civilians get out of harm's way, and that has definitely not been the case here.
Right. Here's what Senator Cotton asked yesterday in front of, when Secretary Austin went in front of the Armed Services Committee. Cut 12.
Do you want Ukraine to win, or do you want this war merely to end?
I think the chairman pointed out very accurately what a desired end state would be. Ukraine maintains its sovereignty and its ability to protect its country, defend itself. It maintains its government. Russia is weakened militarily, and Russia, from a geopolitical standpoint, has you know, is a pariah, and countries will not volunteer to align itself with Russia. Some of that will happen, but we can see those kind of things beginning to happen.
Why can't he answer anything crisply? Why is he always hiding something? I don't want to hear any post-game scrutiny where he talks about, well, I wanted for them to win, but the president wouldn't support me. I wanted to win, but I could not get the National Security Council to back me on that. I don't want to hear people covering themselves on decisions that they refuse to make now and make public.
Well, but don't you feel like that's sort of a theme of a number of people within this administration, and that their communications are not always clear, as you said, and crisp and defined? And a lot of times it seems like even within the administration, there's mixed messaging. They're not on the same page. They don't have the same talking points. And I think in something like this, where the president has made a few off the cuff, we think they're off the cuff and not scripted remarks about Ukraine that are potentially very dangerous. And it seems like there needs to be a more disciplined communication strategy, which, you know, has to come from the top. But we often see within this administration that not everybody's on the same page when they need to be on such a critical issue.
I would think so. The other major issue is what's going on at the border, Title 42. I'm always struck when something's bipartisan outrage. The Iranian deal, I see many Democrats say, I better have a chance to vote on this and I will vote down on it, which is imminent. And now they're saying when it comes to the border, getting rid of Title 42 is not acceptable. It's not smart. You have Senator Hassan. You have Senator Manchin, of course. You have Senator Sinema, Senator Kelly, and other prominent House members signing a letter saying, do not let this Title 42 go. We'll have 18,000 refugees a day as opposed to seven in Texas alone. We don't have the numbers. Do you see something happening here?
I do. I think that you, as you said, when you look around and see that there are bipartisan beads on anything, it is something that gives you pause. We're going to have Julio Rosas down there at the border, who's done excellent reporting, to talk about the real impact of Title 42, the fact that it's never slowed down, even if you're not hearing about it in the headlines. You know, we've got teams down there, and Bill Malugin covering it. So it's never stopped, and we're going to try to explain to people what Title 42 actually is, what it did, and what the impact will be of lifting it. And as you said, to have a number of Democrats out there talking about the fact that it is something they think is a foolish maneuver, it's not wise, you got to stop and listen. Although you remember how many had Democratic congressmen and different people within Texas talk about these issues, including Congressman Henry Cuellar, and speaking out against their own administration, saying, you guys don't understand the reality of what's happening down here. And you're starting to hear more of that again.
I would hope so. Here's Tom Holman, Cut 33.
This is the first administration in history of this nation who came into office and unsecured the border. I've worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. Every one, including Clinton, Obama, wanted to do something to secure the border. President Biden came in and unsecured the border, and look at all the deaths he's caused. I want to say one more thing. Last month, because of the crisis on the border right now, Border Patrol is catching about 8,000 a day. And what happened? They're so overwhelmed, 67,000 crossed the border and got away. They weren't fingerprinted. They weren't photographed. No biographic information. No vetting was done. 60,000 people entered this country, got away. Who the hell are they? That should scare every American.
And it's going to get worse. They get phones and they get these NGOs. As somebody who is a great Christian, are you disturbed at all about these NGOs, one of being the Catholic Charities, playing such a prominent role in this illegal immigrant process?
I think it's so difficult, especially for people of faith, because we're called to care for people, especially those who are in desperate need, and to have compassion, just as has been shown to us. The question you have to ask then, is it compassionate to encourage people to come to the border where they're going to be exploited by cartels? It is a physically dangerous journey. There are people who end up in trafficking and in basically slavery. And that's if they survive. I mean, some of these people are in such precarious conditions. We've seen the overloaded trucks and the dangerous desert areas where they're going to potentially be attacked. I mean, we have to think about whether it's compassionate to encourage that journey, because we know for so many people it is a dangerous one. But we've got to figure something out at the border. Whether it's Democrats or Republicans in charge of Congress or the White House, they've never seemed to be able to get it together, to get on the same page, whether it's getting through the backlogs of immigration courts, more judges, whatever we need to do. There are real people and real lives caught in the middle of this thing, and our lawmakers don't seem to have the stomach for getting something done.
So, Shannon, I believe you have two books on the bestseller list now, Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak and Lessons on Faith from Nine Biblical Families, right?
I mean, yes, it's,
is that
it's
amazing?
Surprising, but yes, it is kind of weird, but in the best possible way. And our listeners and our viewers have been really supportive of these books. And the whole idea is to send out a message of faith and encouragement and hope and to draw people closer to God. And, you know, the New York Times loves having two books about the Bible by Fox on the list at the same time.
Yeah, they're probably saying, oh, my God, how did this happen? Why couldn't we work with those algorithms?
And
do you think this would be something, even though traditionally Easter is a time for gift exchanges, do you think this is the time we should change that policy and get
sure.
and buy this
and
book and give this as a gift?
Mother's Day coming too. Yeah, Mother's Day and Easter, I think. It's all about faith and the hope that comes from that, which I think is the full message of Easter. So I think it's a great thing to share, and it's got stories about the Easter, the original Easter story, and all kinds of other things that I think would lift spirits and encourage people that even as the world seems so fallen and so full of evil, there is good there, and I believe that good ultimately triumphs mm-hmm. over evil, and that's the message of the book.
And there's huge pushback against Greg Gutfeld's decision to call you evil.
I embrace it because if people can, you know, even think twice about just how evil I am, a sinner saved by grace, maybe it would make them reflect on their own evilness.
Wow, what a way to spin it. You're a great spinner. Shannon Bream, Fox News legal analyst, best-selling author at the same time, The Mother and Daughters of the Bible Speak, and Lessons on Faith from Nine Biblical Families. Is there a special on this, Shannon?
There is, and you know, we've put off on airing it just because we're so sensitive right now to the extended coverage we need to be doing on the war, but eventually I think we'll find a place for it, and you know, Ainsley's a part of it, and Rachel Campos Duffy, and so many other fun people that you know and love, along with their mothers and daughters, so yeah, it'll be out there, and then it's on Fox Nation as well.
All right, two Fox and Friends anchors who I've met before, they seem very mm-hmm. nice, as you do. Shannon,
nice
thanks so much, have a great weekend.
You too, bye.
1-866-408-7669. I'll be back to take your calls. Josh Rogan next.
Honest commentary, unique opinions, no agenda. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You're getting Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I earn real cash just for buying my gas. Crazy, right?
What's the catch?
No catch. Just buy your gas using the GetUpside app and get paid cash.
Easiest decision I've made in a long time. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PUSH to earn 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A daughter who surprised her mom with a wedding dress party makes
today's Dean's List. Christine Gilbert of Bellevue, Washington, decided to organize the event at a local bridal salon. Her mom, Colleen, has been living with terminal brain cancer and says that she wishes she could see her daughter get married someday. Even though there's no groom in the picture yet, Christine thought it would be fun to go dress shopping anyway. She rounded up family members and a group of her mom's closest friends and planned a special outing that resembled the typical steps for a bride before her wedding day. Christine says they had lots of fun, filled with laughter, and it was important to get through the day without getting too emotional. Her mom agreed it was full of surprises, laughter, and so much fun. And even though she didn't buy a dress, Christine says she has an idea of what might work in the future. A good reminder that we should all live for today, since we never know what the future might hold. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Binge eating can be a problem even early in life. A study published by the journal Psychiatry Research reveals children's brains may be wired to overeat even at a young age. Researchers analyzed data and brain scans of children with and without the disease. The kids were between 9 and 10 years old. The analysis found children with binge eating disease had disruptions in certain brain sectors associated with impulsivity. Binge eating disorder, which affects about 3 to 5% of the U.S. population, is characterized by frequent episodes of eating large amounts of food and a sense of having no control over the behavior. And experts add that the rate of eating disorders in young people exploded during the pandemic. People who binge eat have a higher risk of heart problems, obesity, and suicidal thoughts. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, 1-866-408-7669. So, as you know, I'm actually going to be on Kudlow today at 4. And am I going to be on America's Newsroom? I am at around 2 o'clock.
America Reports.
America Reports. And then I'll be on, of course, Saturday at 8, repeated at 11, One Nation. Got a huge show coming your way. I think you're really going to love it. Go out of our way to give you something different. Scott, listening on KCRS in Midland, Texas. I've been there. Hey, Scott.
Yes, hello, Brian. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, it's about Ukrainian air superiority. You know, if they don't supply the Ukrainians with MiGs and the other aircraft that they need, then it becomes a battle of attrition. Just wanted to get your thoughts.
The attrition is, at first I thought if there was going to be a battle of attrition that Ukrainians would lose. Now I find out from Brett Velikovich and others, been confirmed elsewhere, that the Russians are so desperate for forces, they're using Mongolians, Chechens, and Syrians, as well as calling in everybody in the Wagner group. My goodness. So they're forced into one area. They lose between 7 and 17,000 troops, countless tanks, and now they're backed up to their own border. I thought they'd have more. They have conscripts from April 1st, but they're not close to fighting. I mean, the guys that they had in there already weren't close to ready to fight. So I am not sure. I heard they are looking for 60-year-olds now to play a supporting role in the Army. I think that it will be harder for them to survive than I thought. But the thing to their advantage is, Scott, is they don't have a conscience and a soul. They have no problem shooting a 60-year-old in the head, murdering a mayor and their family, burying children alive. Actually, we got intercepts of them saying they're shooting four civilians because they can't actually find and conquer Ukrainian military. So that worries me.
And that's exactly my thought. If you don't allow an army air superiority, then you hamstring them and you reduce the battle to attrition. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing all of these atrocities.
True. Thanks so much for the call. General Jack Keane joined me this morning, and he was he's on the same page as I am, and with all his decades of experience, sees this as an opportunity not just for Ukraine, but for NATO. Listen, cut seven.
What better way to protect NATO from a future Russian encroachment or invasion than to destroy the Russian army in Ukraine? That is in NATO's interest. These guys everything that they need and destroy this Russian force right now, which is so vulnerable.
Yeah, and what they do is, if they just listen to him, he would actually know. He will tell you what weapons they actually need. And it's the S-300 systems. It's these harpoons to take out these ships. They blew up another ship yesterday, a Ukrainian ship. They do not have that many. And what they was explained to me, too, from people in the Air Force, yeah, they do have MiGs, and they're not using all of them. One of the reasons is they don't have a lot of spare parts. And number two is they got to pick their spots because they don't have a ton of fuel. So if they could get these MiGs along with some fuel and be able to rotate some of these fighter jets in, it is game on. Yeah, Russians have superior jets, but right now they don't have enough to compete with them. So that's going to be key. I'm going to bring this up to Josh Rogan, who's wrote a series of columns. So far, from what you've seen, from what the Ukraine has done, do you think China is less or more likely to invade Taiwan? I think less. But I will say this. We have a window now to get those anti-missile defense weapons in, the versions of the Patriots, the more modern version. All this stuff has got to go into Taiwan. I don't care if China finds it provocative. All of it has got to go into Taiwan. And at the same time, we have to hold Europe to their pledge. Finland, Sweden, Germany, France, all go up to now 3% of their GDP on defense. So we make sure Russian's slain, and we're ready to go should the successor wounded Vladimir Putin get belligerent again.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
How many troops?
Yes, we have significant losses of troops, and it's a huge tragedy for us. Now about two regions, Kiev and the Chernihiv regions. So actually, the troops were really withdrawn from that region as an act of a goodwill. During the negotiations between two delegations, Russian and Ukrainian delegation. And it was an act of a goodwill just to lift tension from those regions.
That was the spokesperson of Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin, Peskov, talking about losses, actual losses the Russians have suffered. Don't think for a second or believe him for a moment that they moved out of the capital a state of goodwill. Peskov did that, and the Russians left there because they were losing, and they could no longer supply those supply lines. Joining us now is Josh Rogan. He is the author of Chaos Under Heaven And he's also, his recent article is about the Russian atrocities, which we all are horrified by. Josh, why would Peskov come out and say that, admit that they've had this type of losses?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Brian. This was not an act of goodwill. They were getting their butts kicked, and they had to regroup. And Peskov will admit only what he has to admit and then explain it any way he wants to, with no connection to the reality on the ground. But what we're seeing actually is the Russians not withdrawing but preparing for phase two, and they're regrouping for a purpose, and that purpose is to wage even worse attacks in other parts of the country. And we saw what happened when they withdrew. They left evidence of mass atrocities, men, women, and children killed for no reason, and you can imagine that that's going on in other places in Ukraine as well.
And this is backed up by the intercepts the Germans have been able to pick up that shows that the morale is really down, that they were targeting civilians. That was their goal, and if you capture a Ukrainian soldier, you interrogate and then kill them. So they're playing by old-school war rules, and this is every bit as horrific as you could imagine Hitler or Stalin doing.
They're playing by no rules at all, and this is the way that Russia wages war, and this is what we saw in Grozny and Aleppo and now in the suburbs of Kyiv. And what that means is that the longer this goes on, the more innocent people will be tortured and killed. And what that should tell us, in my view at least, is that we need to shorten the war by giving the Ukrainians the weapons that they need to push the Russians out and win. And that's been the problem, in my view, this whole time. And we've talked about this lots of times. Why are we not giving them the things that they need to win the war? And how many Buchas and Irpins and Mariupols are we going to have to cry over before we give them the weapons they need to win the war? And why aren't we doing that right now?
And now, exactly. We never talk about winning. We talked about that the last time you were on. And I would add this to it. I mean, I think Congress is actually more aggressive than the White House. And the word is, it is Joe Biden specifically that stopped those MiGs from being delivered weeks ago. So, again, he's got the instincts that are the exact inverse of what you should be doing.
Right. Well, to be fair, they are giving the Ukrainians a lot of weapons, but they're not giving them the ones that they really need to win. They're giving them the ones they need to survive. And surviving is better than not surviving, but winning is the only thing that's going to stop this thing from spilling over into NATO. And if you're really worried about World War III, then best thing to do is to defeat Putin now in Ukraine, where there's 44 million people who want to fight him. They don't even want our troops. They got plenty of people willing to fight Russians. They just need body armor and helmets and guns and anti-aircraft systems and air defense systems. How about some anti-ship missiles? Why are there dozens of Russian ships just sitting there in the Black Sea waiting to land thousands of Russian troops to kill more Ukrainians when, you know, the technology exists to protect the shores and we just won't give it to them? It's pretty atrocious when you think about it. And it has to be the president himself. He's the one who would have to make all of these decisions. And Joe Biden knows this issue. And my contention has always been that he's dragging his feet. And out of a fear of escalation that, you know, exists really only in his mind. And for Putin, escalating is what he's going to do anyway. So I think that's been a terrible pattern. And the good news is it's not too late. It's too little, but it's not too late, Brian. They're still fighting. It looks like we're going to have phase two of this thing. And we need to change our behavior. And we need to realize that we're not fighting to a draw here. At least the Ukrainians are not. They're fighting to win. They're fighting to push the Russians out. And we need to help them do that.
I thought so, but it just doesn't seem with their commitments there. So at the very least, get out of the way and let the missile defense system from Britain go through. Provide the Patriot missiles for Bulgaria so they can provide their S-300s and put them in. They're bragging, and I'm watching these demonstrations of these new drones. Congratulations. You promised them 3 weeks ago. You tell me you only have 100, and they haven't arrived yet. So we don't know. It's hard to get to actual reporting about what's getting in. They want to keep it secret. I understand that. But listen to this. Secretary of Defense Austin, I never feel better after hearing him speak. Cut 8.
Are you providing them intelligence to conduct such attacks?
We are providing them intelligence to conduct operations in the Donbas. That's correct.
In the Donbas on the territory that Russia or its proxies controlled before the invasion?
Yeah,
and we offensive operations to reclaim their own territory. Are you providing that intelligence to
them? We want to make sure that's clear to our force, and so the updated guidance that goes out today, we'll make sure that that's clear.
Updated guidance. So that means that The current guidance has said don't provide that information.
Certainly the current guidance was not clear in that regard, so we'll make sure it's clear.
You know, Josh, at what point do generals have to be generals? I mean, and just say, listen, I have to command. If I can't command, if I can't be able to give orders and execute, I can't wait for the president to tell me what is their land and what isn't their land.
Right. But what Tom Cotton's getting at here is really important, because what they're trying to point out is that the U.S. intelligence community is only allowed to share, at least until yesterday, was only allowed to share information with Ukrainians as long as it wasn't going to be used to attack Russians on land that wasn't under their control, which is crazy. Why wouldn't – that's where they have to attack them. That's where they are. And, you know, the Ukrainian foreign minister said yesterday, he said, we don't need just defense. We need offense. We want to take back the lands that were stolen from us. They're not playing for a draw. They want to reestablish their borders, which is their right. And that's the only way this thing is ever going to end. So just the fact that Lloyd Austin said, today we're going to – what is it, day 48
yes.
of the war? And this is what drives the Ukrainians crazy. And you talk to Ukrainian officials, they always say the same thing. They said, if your intelligence was so good and you knew that all of this was going to happen, where was all this stuff 6 months ago? You told us this was going to – why do you think we didn't believe you that you said this was going to happen? Because you wouldn't give us any of this stuff. And now they're trying to speed it in. And sure, they're scrambling. And I know a lot of people in the Biden administration were working 24/7 to scramble to fix all of this stuff. And those are good people trying to do it. But it's crazy to think that – at every stage of this thing, we're reacting. Putin is setting the narrative. Then he threatens us with nuclear war, and we back down. And then the NSC has some sort of meeting about, oh, well, we can give them intelligence for this patch of grass, but not that patch of grass. And for the Ukrainians, that's crazy and ridiculous. And they're just saying, listen, we're either going to win this thing or we're going to lose this thing. If we lose, it's not good for us, but it's also not good for you. And I think that's right.
Two more big topics that you wrote about, one of which, Josh, I cannot believe Israel is still straddling the line. They have to decide if they're for the West or for Russia. I understand it's to their advantage to have a deal with Russia when it comes to what's happening in Syria. I understand that. And, you know, but to me, this is good. This is good and evil, right? What is Israel? What's the problem here? Is it all about the new leader, Bennett?
Yeah, you know, I've always been a supporter of Israel, and I think that the cold calculation of the current government is just that we're a small country, we can't afford to get in the middle of this, and the Israeli officials tell me all the time, like, well, we need to kill Iranians in Syria, we need Russia's help for that. I get all that, but then I interviewed this guy named Natan Sharansky, who is an Israeli politician, human rights activist, spent 9 years in a Soviet gulag, you know, for standing up for human rights and free speech. And he was like, yeah, all of that doesn't matter if democracy loses to autocracy. All of that doesn't matter if the basic idea of building a world based on human rights and democracy and freedom and free speech and freedom of the press and freedom of religion, if that doesn't exist, well, then all of those cold calculations of realist politique go out the window. So we should just help the Ukrainians. Now, I agree with that. I think, you know, Israel has a reason to be concerned about making these decisions. But at this point, mass atrocities, I mean, if that doesn't get you on the side of right, on the side of Ukraine, on this side of history, which I contend will be the winning side of history, what would get them there? And that's the question I asked in my column today.
The 2015 Iran deal is being reinvigorated, and right now even Democrats are scrambling to at least have a vote on whether to approve it, even though it's never going to get passed with 2/3 of Senate and be a treaty. And you point out that Russia is leading the charge. We're not even in the room. So Russia is going to be taking the nuclear the enriched uranium out of their country to make sure that Iran, quote, air quotes, does not get a nuclear weapon. And they're getting paid billions of dollars to do this. And should another administration waltz in there and say, I don't like this deal, I'm tearing it up like Trump did, the Russians would bring back the enriched uranium to the Iranians.
Right. Well, I mean, it's grotesque in the sense that we're trusting the Russians at this moment in time.
Even talking
Look what they
to
did.
Them.
What happened when we trusted them with Assad's chemical weapons? Well, now they threatened to use them in Ukraine. So how did that work out? But what's really grotesque is that, you know, this idea that we can't recognize that Russia, Syria, Iran, China, North Korea, this is an axis, okay? This is a group of evil, murderous autocracies run by psychopaths, okay? And we have to realize that they're all working together, and they're working together against us, against the free democracies. Okay, that's our team. That's their team. So this, the Obama administration was so invested in this Iran deal that the Biden administration was all the exact same people. They're still invested in it, and they're willing to ignore all of the realities of what's changed in the last 8 years since they first signed this thing. And, you know, they're going to bend over back. You could be sure they're going to bend over backwards to make sure Congress never gets a say in this. And they'll do whatever they're going to do, and the consequences are going to be what they are. But it's just a perfect example of sort of biting off your nose to spite your face, because what benefit is that going to do? Iran's not going to stick to the deal. Russia's not going to hold up their end. And we're going to be making sacrifices that are going to put money and dangerous technology into the hands of psychopathic totalitarian dictators. And it's like a bad idea to me.
And by the way, very unpopular. And a lot of these senators want to win re-election. It's unpopular with the American people, and it's unpopular in the Middle East. The reason why the Abraham Accords took root is because they saw America working with them against Iran, who happens to be their common enemy. It doesn't mean we love Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Oman. It doesn't mean we love their setup on government. But they recognized the existence of Israel. Trade was beginning to set up. The Abraham Accords were taking root. And now, not only do you essentially abandon them, but you go to their arch enemy, Iran, try to make a deal that is a worse deal now, and then ask the Saudis to pump more and the UAE to give more natural gas over to Germany and others. And they say no. I mean, at one point, they weren't even taking our calls. Can people see the link here? This is like an anti-American foreign policy.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, your policy has to be pretty bad that the Arabs and the Israelis join to oppose it, okay? Because they don't join together a lot of things. So if the Israelis and all the Gulf Arabs are like, the one thing we can agree on in this crazy world is that we're against the U.S. policy in the region, well, that should be something. Now, you know, again, it's complicated. You know, Abraham Accords, the Biden administration wouldn't even utter the phrase for a year. Now they're like, oh, it's great, you know? So, the bottom line is that the world is changing fast, and, you know, this whole Russia-Ukraine war is going to have spillover effects, and how all of our relationships with our allies and even our adversaries adjust is really important, not just today, but for the next 20 years. We got to be thinking about that, and maybe the Biden administration should spend less time going to Venezuela and more time working on countries that are actually share our values and interests, like Israel, India, Turkey, or a little bit closer, at least.
Exactly.
And maybe that would be the best way to set up this new world order, is with the people who believe in the things that we believe in, and people who want to live in a world that we want to live in, because that's under a real threat, not just in Ukraine, but also in Taiwan and lots and lots and lots of other places.
So you have another expertise in China. Real quick, how has China changed and in the last 40 years, benefited or not benefited from this war?
You know, China will always do what's in China's interest over anything else. But, you know, the thing about China right now is they're in a really tough spot. And that's why they're trying to play nice with us. That's why they're pretending that they're not supporting Putin. Well, actually supporting Putin. Otherwise, they would just be proud of it. And they've got this crazy zero COVID policy. They got half the city of Shanghai locked down 24/7. It's nuts. Okay. And, you know, you thought Fauci was bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. Okay. When you get to China, that's real, you know, lockdown mania. So anyway, the point is that we could use this time to realize that as long as China's on its back foot, we could advance our fight against them as well, because that's actually the more important long-term fight. Or we could fall into this false trap idea of, oh, China might be a gettable on this thing, or maybe they could even help negotiate it, which is nonsense, because in the end, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin are best frenemies. They're thick as thieves, okay? And that's never, ever going to change. And what we need to do is take this time, in my view, where China is on its back foot, to push them over. OK, and to make sure that if we're really competing with China, then let's do that. And we can't stop doing that just because we have to help Ukraine beat Russia, which we also have to do at the same time.
Right. We have to find a way to let them prevail and be able to get the Western Europe powers, the NATO powers, to put 3% of their GDP to defend themselves. And then we could start pivoting over to really take on China in many aspects. Josh, a dynamic time. You and I could settle the world if we could just gain power and win an election.
It's a deal. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. We'll decide who's on the top of the ticket. We'll do that in the break. Thanks, Josh Rogan. I appreciate it. Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I earn real cash just for buying my gas. Crazy, right?
What's the catch?
No catch. Just buy your gas using the GetUpside app and get paid cash.
Easiest decision I've made in a long time. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PUSH to earn 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
Let's add a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddly?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies? How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Lots of treatments, lots of ice baths, you know, basically freezing myself to death, and you know, that's just part of the deal, getting all the swelling out as best we possibly can, and then getting it mobile and then warmed up, activated and explosive for the next day. You know, most sports, if you're not feeling very good, you get a teammate to pass it off to, and they can kind of shelter the load. In football, you got, you know, one day a week. Here we got four straight days, and there's no one going to shoulder the load besides me, and I got to figure out a way to do it. And my team's been incredible at getting me into this position so that I can compete. And I'll take it from there. I know how to play. I just got to get out there where I can play.
And that is Tiger Woods. Just the fact that he played was one under par at the Masters, unbelievable. And the thing is about his injury, he was supposed to lose that lower leg. He didn't. He was able to walk on it for a while. Then you couldn't really see him walk. You could see him hit with his son on his father-son match. But he was getting a cart and go. No problem. So if he could use a cart, it would be no problem. But he can't. And all of a sudden, last week he appears. He does two 18 round. He plays two 18 holes for two straight rounds. And then this week he played. He said Thursday, Wednesday, I'll play for sure. And now he completed one round. And if he plays just solid, he makes the cut. Gives a chance to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is an amazing feat. And keep in mind that he has a shot at Jack Nicklaus's records. It's always been his dream. Since a little kid, that number's been on his wall. Jack Nicklaus's poster has been there. They are now friends. Jack Nicklaus, one of the greatest champions you'll ever meet. We're more than happy to see Tiger take it all and surpass him. But now he's at 15. Jack Nicklaus is at 18. If Tiger looks good, and they say he, golf experts say, he's as good as he was before the car accident 18 months ago, it could happen. Because in that sport, with an athlete like that, he could play till 50.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I earn real cash just for buying my gas. Crazy, right?
What's the catch?
No catch. Just buy your gas using the GetUpside app and get paid cash.
Easiest decision I've made in a long time. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PUSH to earn 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 116-26.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.